nothing. And then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
I got you. No!
Say, man, you got a joint? No, not on you, man. It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
From the strangest corners of the internet, here to bring you opinions of the world from an altered perspective. Here are your hosts, the Drunken Peasants.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Drunken Peasants Podcast, episode 6, 5, 4. We get to count backwards for that one.
Yeah.
And we've got Justin Wang back, yet again.
Oh, I'm big in here now.
Yeah, yeah.
I was little before we went live. Now I'm big.
You know what happened? Yes. It was H3. It just now we have to make you big now. No, I'm trying this new thing where if we have a guest and we're just talking, you're there, and then I move you down into the corner.
Okay.
Otherwise,
see, like, I feel like I'm in the box that you guys typically use for mockeries. Now it's kind of like it's changed the dynamic.
Fuck Wang.
Justin Wang, do you love black people?
I love black people.
We tried this.
I know.
On
I've got to follow up JLP this week, right?
Yeah. We tried this at camera angle out on Jesse Lee Peterson, and we were going to switch back and forth when we showed him videos, but I don't think he had a video feed of anything we were doing because he kept asking us what race we were.
Yeah.
He kept asking us all types of questions that, like, would be obvious.
You guys might have been light skin or something. You don't know.
Yeah. He knew Hannibal was black. He was on the fence about Monty. There was no question about
Hannibal was unquestionably black. Monty was like, do you date a black woman? Yeah. Do you date a black woman? Yeah.
No, I think I'd said at a certain point I was like, nigga, you crazy. And he was just like, oh, that's a black dude. I can tell.
He black.
So white people don't usually say that word around me. They're too scared.
He was upset about that.
Yeah, he rolled with it though. He was okay. It was the funniest thing is I went back and watched the episode and I implore everybody to do this. Go back and watch that episode and I implore everybody to do this. Go back and watch that episode.
Oh no!
And I implore everybody.
Oh no! I did that. That's my bad. I fixed it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I implore everybody to listen to that over and over again.
Go back and watch that episode. Go back and watch that episode and look in the chat at all the JLP fans that are like warning him, like, no, Jesse, they're making fun of you. You got to stop this. Like,
it's like a wrestling match where the guy has a weapon in his back pocket and the fans see it, but the referee doesn't.
Yeah. Dude, Jesse doesn't care how you come at him. He's like set. He's a soundboard of a human, right? All of his thoughts are concentrated. They don't deviate. And he'll be able to hit you immediately with the exact right one because he knows his place. He knows his place in the conversation. I'm like, what do I do as a beta? And immediately, without a beat, he's like, suffer and die.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, shit.
That's great.
Shit.
He's just a force of nature.
Yeah.
It's like, I saw this graph yesterday. It was like IQ from left to right, like IQ like going low to high, but like the intellectual rigor. And it's like all the way at the top at the beginning, but like, with the high intellectual rigor below, like they called it a scholar of common sense. Oh. That's him, a scholar of common sense.
So, would you just refer to Jesse Lee Peterson as an intellectual rigor?
Huh? It's really hard to describe. They didn't like name the Y axis on the graph, but it got across.
Yeah,
it's in my feed somewhere.
Come on, Jesse.
Yeah, it was a good time. We had fun. He fucking eviscerated all of us, I'm pretty sure, with his alpha logic.
Yeah, we got owned. We got owned.
You know, did he decide that any of you guys were alpha?
Oh no. Absolutely
no, not at all.
Beta, damn.
Someone in the chat said that I am on my way to becoming alpha. Or a comment. Yeah. It was a comment, right? I'm on my way to becoming an alpha.
Yeah, he told us to conquer our mothers or something.
Well, I mean, smoking weed or drinking will make you a beta, or not being Christian will make you a beta, or being liberal will make you a beta. So I'm just beta, 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 beta.
I might reach out to his production team and see if they'll have me on the show and try and clean me up of all my liberal scum and atheist knowledge and stuff. Just like, convert me. I want to be an alpha. I want to be an alpha so bad.
Well, Billy, Jesse taught us you need to defeat your mother in physical combat and return her head to your father.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how you become an alpha.
I think that's what he said.
That's what hamsters do, I think.
Oh, is it? All right.
I've seen pet stores.
The alpha hamster?
Hamsters are disgustingly brutal to each other.
But Vanilla Ham Ham was so sweet.
One time,
only one of those fuckers is getting adopted. They understand what it is. It is Highlander in that picture.
One time, I was at a pet store. I was at a pet store, and I saw these children horrified looking into this hamster cage. And the mother hamster was running on its wheel with one of its little babies in its mouth. And there's other little baby hamsters just flying around, bouncing off the walls of this wheel while this mother hamster's just running like crazy.
Yeah, hamsters are lit.
You know, I had to change
that's
the title.
That's one of the 11 hamster trials you have to go through in order to make it to adulthood.
I can't.
The one in its mouth was on phase 6. That's all that was.
I had to change the title of today's stream, Billy.
Why?
Because your buddy The Onion lost his Patreon just recently.
That's too bad.
So we're gonna.
You think Nick's gonna let him on new project too?
Maybe. I doubt it. I don't think he's welcome. Anywhere.
I don't think he will. But that'd be a little. That would be like funny for like a second. Then it's like, what are you doing?
You think that he could have a career in pornography?
Ooh.
There you go.
Where does he go from here if he can't monetize anywhere? Like, what's his out? You think he just goes and gets a day job somewhere, drives Uber? You get into a car with Onision, and you're like, one star. Like, you're going to do that right off the bat.
I'm more worried about the ratings he would give his passengers.
She was a 15-year-old.
Like, for some reason, I'm like a 4.6, and I don't know what I did to deserve anything less than a 5. Like, some of these drivers, you don't talk enough, you talk too much. You close the door not perfectly. I don't know what it is.
I'm 4.73.
You're based in New York?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, I can just tell you, as someone who is an active rideshare, I was like driving here in Atlanta prior to us doing this exact show. There's a lot of drivers where it's like, oh, he didn't tip me? Okay, cool. I'm giving him like 4 stars, 3 stars. They will throw you under the bus for not tipping.
No. Billy got his bad rating because he got kicked out of 2 Ubers.
But this is the funny thing. I'm 4.73.
What did you do?
Well, okay, there was the one where his friend Joe.
Wait. Billy got actually kicked out of Ubers and his rating's higher than mine? What the fuck?
Yeah.
the most recent one, he was live streaming and he had his friend Joe with him, and Joe asked the driver if she pooped herself. Right? He said it stinks in here. Did you poop yourself or something?
Yeah.
And then the one before that was at PAX. Billy and Jeff Holiday were getting into an Uber, and I was drunk, and I was standing across the street from them going, "These two men are alt-right! They are alt-right! The founders of Kekistan! Jeff Holiday!" And that's on video, and that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My rating's actually higher than it used to be since I lost weight. Like, I can get kicked out of cars at 300 and something pounds, and it still get a better rating than just riding in one at 600 pounds.
Well, here's the question. Did you bring food a lot with you into the Uber?
Never.
Okay.
Yeah, and I usually had a clean ass, too.
Oh, well, that's
the
a plus.
Majority of my Uber rides were well wiped.
Can we revisit just for a second the fact that he said usually had clean ass?
Yeah.
I was 600 pounds.
I mean, when you're a man of size, sometimes like you gotta roll with
right?
the punches.
Sometimes you're calling that Uber because you had a public flooding, you know? You had a public evacuation and you need to get home quick. So you're going home in that Uber with a load of shit. I don't think that's ever really happened. A shart for sure. I've definitely ridden home in an Uber after a long night of drinking and I had a shart on deck. And it was I'm not proud of it, but, you know,
and yet
changed.
You don't sound ashamed of it either. Though.
Because I've changed. I know right now that I don't shart myself unless I'm terribly sick. Terribly sick. Okay. Before, I would shart myself just because I had too much, like, I don't know, oregano on my ice cream sandwich.
You know, on ice cream.
I was fat. I was doing fat stuff. I was doing fat stuff.
Is that a fat thing?
I was dipping like an ice cream sandwich in the marinara sauce. Don't knock it till you try it.
I got heartburn from just hearing your description of it, Billy.
Smoke grass, yeah. The asshat is saying Billy still has the worst skid marks. Not true. Not true.
See? How do they know this? Who is this person?
I don't know, yeah. But they seem to understand my stink butt, and they're wrong about it. Ben, when we bare-assed those papers? Remember that?
Wait,
we
did what?
Yeah, yeah.
You bare-assed these
papers? We were at my house, and like and my friend Joe and my friend Jeff Holiday and my friend Stevie, we all sat down on a piece of paper with our bare asses to see who had the dirtier butt. And Jeff Holiday's butt was dirtier than mine, and yeah, he had a clean butt.
There was traces.
It was just a small, like, sweat trace from him, and his butt was clean, you know?
I don't like the games that you guys play with your friends.
You're going to get zapped when you come over here, Hannibal.
Yeah.
It's waiting for you,
like,
buddy.
Why don't you like the game? Underwear. Are you worried? What? Are you worried you're not going to have a clean butt?
No, I'm not there. So first off, I'm a part of the Moist Towelette gang. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Look, more towelettes, not just for babies and ribs.
Yeah, I got.
There you go.
I got Dude Wipes on deck. So I'm not even sponsored by Dude Wipes. I'll give them that free shout out.
Are those actually any good? The Dude Wipes.
I mean,
because I've had wipes where it's like, you know, you like, you get the wipes and they're not absorbent at all. So it's basically like the shit, like just like winds up coating the top of the fucking ass wipe.
I've never used the Dude Wipes.
Like getting spread all around and shit.
The Dude Wipes are always like post toilet paper, right? You don't just wet it on with a freshie on your stank hole.
All right, dude, I am moving on to
something
else.
Are you done with this?
Yeah.
I'm just teaching the kids.
With the wipes. Charlie's.
We're millennials, man. We got to keep our buttholes clean.
I'm not a millennial.
We're boomers, man. We don't know how to keep our buttholes clean.
See, I'm curious. Does Lyft do ratings? I'm trying to find out what my rating is because I don't do Uber. I do Lyft.
I don't know if they're public.
Yeah, I don't see my rating. Yeah, so there's nothing. So
I want to remind everyone really quick before we get into the actual content that we have saved up for tonight's show. Right now, it is shopping season on Amazon.com. We have a link down below. If you're doing any shopping on Amazon this season for the holidays, please use our link. Just click on it every time you want to buy something from Amazon. We get a little kickback, and usually the holidays, is we see a bump in that. Also, tomorrow, we're doing what we like to call the second Actual Mania.
Actual Mania.
Actual Mania, where all of the drunken peasants... people
ne'er-do-wells.
Where they compete head-to-head. And here's a little promo that we've come up with here, thanks to Singe Graphics for putting this together. Oh, man, I'm so excited about this. The last one was an overwhelming success. So, what do we got first here?
King Cobra.
Yeah.
King Cobra.
Yeah. Master of the Occult. Going head-to-head.
That's a sexy motherfucker there.
With Christine Weston Chandler for the number one contendership for the world title of douchebaggery. Okay?
This
is for the Cringerweight belt. We got the resident lovable cringe fest egghead going toe-to-toe with John Cena superfan Sherwin Stern for the Cringerweight title. But that's not it. We also have... sponsored by Mountain Dew Amp, Game Fuel, Extreme United, whatever the fuck it's called. DSP versus Wings of Redemption. It's all in the game, baby. It's all in the game. The top tier gamers here. They're going to go head to head. And our tag team action, we're bringing the Angelic Initiative, Lynn and Jamie, to go up against...
the Cult of the Onion.
Against Onision and Kai. That'll be something.
What? You don't like that one?
Well, I just
this... You're derailing our promo here.
There's more to come. There's more to come. There's more to come.
Okay.
There's more to come.
I mean, Angelic Initiative coming off a big win.
Yeah, they had a big win against the Diaper People, so I'm really excited to see the Angelic Initiative.
Yeah, from the Diaper People to people who won't change diapers.
And then the Women's Championship. Not even the Women's Championship. Gail Kornschuler versus Shani for Christ. And that's right, Christ is on the line. Christ is on the line to battle for the love
of Jesus
himself. And our main event, our champion, our challenger, Jesse Lee Peterson, will take on our champion, Jared Genesis. In the Battle of the Alpha.
Alphas for the World Douchebag Championship. Ladies and gentlemen, it's live November 27th, patron only for our $5 patrons and above. Jeez actual mania Louise, too. Actual Mania 2.
God, I hope we can live up to that.
How could you not live up to that? Did you see that card?
Yeah.
It's stacked.
Wait, I have a question. I have a question right off the rip.
Yeah.
So, first off, this looks amazing. And for $5, I get to watch that. That's incredible.
Yes.
But I have one criticism about this.
Yeah.
And my criticism is a question. How is it possible that Hannibal the Beat Animal did not do the music for that promo?
I mean, I'll tell you what. There's going to be an actual Mania 3.
Yeah. But I have an idea for the promo for that that I'll run by you later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, we had our guy
Singe Graphics.
Singe Graphics. I kept wanting to say cringe because of the cringer weight. I'm like, it's not cringe, it's Singe. It's Singe. Say Singe.
Cringe Graphics.
But it's not. It's Singe Graphics. He threw that together for us really quick. Really put a lot of great work into that. Appreciate.
He nailed it. He did an awesome job.
Yeah.
And the way it works is that on the live show, we're going to play a few select videos from each person.
Yeah.
And then at the end, the people watching live and the people that watch the video on demand later on will get to vote on the winner.
Yeah, they vote who is the pretty much the craziest most time along. Who is the most ridiculous? Who is like we our debut for the title, Jared Genesis beat out the perennial favorite bad guy, Brett Keane.
Yeah.
And then they took the crown. He took the crown.
He took the crown and then he pooped on it and then he laid in bed with it.
I'm just saying he's got to get some one wipe Charlies.
Yep.
He's got to get them dude wipes.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I have yet to hear the reason why I didn't do the music for that promo.
I'll tell you why.
Because we started making it yesterday and I already have an agreement with this guy that makes that music. Like he made our intro music too.
Yeah, we did it very last minute. We were trying to get the card together, and we're like, you know what? Let's get this done so we get this promo out by tomorrow. And we slammed everything together, and we went over it for a while, like for a few days. We're like, what's
what
going to be the
fast
actual
turnaround?
Card?
Me and Monty had on the Jesse Lee Peterson intro. I just feel, you know what?
Hannibal,
it's all right, Hannibal.
Hannibal, if you feel slighted by this. I'll make sure to rectify that and give you more work to do as much as I possibly can.
If I was capable of human emotions, I would be very sad right now.
No. Take off your mask, sweet boy. I want to see you cry.
Yeah.
Exactly. Hannibal doesn't cry.
He's not capable.
He does push-ups.
I'm going to rectify that mistake. I will.
Yeah. Even when I was young, I went and saw Lion King when Mufasa gets trampled to death. Spoiler alert, you know, why all other kids was crying. I was like, I mean, niggas shouldn't have been playing in that pit. I don't know what the fuck you want to do. That's his fault. You didn't hear all those buffalo coming? I heard them coming, and I'm a child. Fuck is your problem?
Yeah.
Truth.
I never thought about that.
Problems coming and I move. I don't know what his problem is.
Never trust somebody with a scar on their face. I've learned that.
That's a good plan.
Wow. Good. And I see Wang hit 500K subs recently. Wow.
I did.
Yeah.
Wow.
Halfway there. Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. They should give me like some kind of like interstitial, like whatever goes between gold and silver play button.
Or like an apology for all the shit they put you through on the way to 500K.
Yeah, that too. That might be nice.
That's better than the fart they send you when you hit 1,000. Like it's a fart in a bag that YouTube
fart
sends
in a bag.
You.
Yeah. Have you ever tried?
Like there should be a play button. I think it was Augie on Twitter was saying there should be a play button when you lose 100,000 subscribers and they give you a dirt play button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think I made a rewind button joke about that when it happened or something. A rewind button because you lost it. It was funny.
Oh, that makes you more.
It was funnier when I said it when it was relevant. I don't know. I'm not that fucking funny. I steal jokes from chat. Deal with it.
first steps admitting it, Billy.
Yeah. Well, I feel like it makes chat feel special that their jokes are being used by their favorite peasant, Billy the Fridge. Right?
Okay, we're going to move into...
they're actually two teams, Animal.
It got me so human angry.
People are discriminating against wolves.
Wow. They're laughing at us, at our stupidity.
So we have to start off with this because this just happened recently, and this is the first thing I saw. Patreon.com/Onision. This page has been removed.
Yeah.
It has been removed.
People have been trying to get his page taken down for a long time.
And here's a...
Is there like a statement?
There is here...
Why they did that?
I think they did. I think this is... I think there's a statement in this article here from TheVerge.com. And I do know recently he doxed not this Billy, but the female Billy with the blue hair or whatever.
Yeah, she was on Chris Hansen this last week.
Yeah, and he had doxed her.
And Chris Hansen like thanked her for being on, and I retweeted it saying you're welcome because he said Billy. And then everybody's like, Billy, you were on Chris Hansen? I was like, no, I'm just being an asshole, man. Just being an asshole. On Tuesday, Patreon banned the controversial YouTuber Onision after he allegedly doxed a woman who says he harassed her and manipulated her into a sexual relationship. Onision, who is also known as Gregory Jackson and James Jackson, has been a popular creator for... They just doxed him. Has been a popular creator for nearly a decade on YouTube, often including a rotating cast of fans, friends, and girlfriends in his videos. At least six women are now accusing him of harassment and emotional abuse. On Sunday night, Onision tweeted screenshots of private text messages between himself and another YouTuber, Billy Don Webb. Webb is a former fan who recently accused Onision of pressuring her into sex with him and his current partner. One of those screenshots contained Webb's phone number. Twitter forbids its users from posting the personal information of others, like non-public phone numbers and email addresses, without their express consent, and the tweet was removed within an hour of being posted. Okay, in the video with Chris Hansen, he's like, did Onision force you into having sex with him? And she was like, no, he didn't force me. Like, I did feel, you know, like, persuaded. I guess pressured is, like, under that umbrella, but it's like, she was not, like, straight up being like, he forced me. She was, like, just trying to say, you know, that he was persuasive and stuff, and like, he's... I don't know why I'm fucking defending him right now.
Because
that's just this happens every time I'm on the show.
I know.
We wind up in a situation where you wind up defending Onision.
Oh, everyone's saying Streamlabs isn't working. I was able to literally just send one to myself. So, guys, I don't know why you're claiming it's not working. Seems to be working all right. And by the way, Billy, the answer to your question is old habits die hard.
Pretty much. Yeah. It's just like who recently accused Onision of pressuring her into having sex with. It's like it's not exactly like what she had said. It's just say what she's like. Say that he is an asshole.
He did harass and manipulate her.
Yeah, like say that.
So I haven't been following this story at all. So like, in what way did he like pressure her?
But she was just like, you know, he would really be. I wish I had the clip that Chris Hansen had. Like, it was just him being like, I would like to have sex with you. You should have sex with me, you know, like.
Like the Indian dude sliding into the DMs Ziggy technique.
He's a handsome cat.
Ziggy is a handsome cat. Beta Death 564.
Yeah. That is definitely like every woman I know that has had like an Indian dude or an African dude sliding their DMs like, hey, baby, I want to show you a good time all night long. Amazing. And it just have like
love when the shit show is on. Been trying to send since the start. Streamlabs was being funny earlier.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I'm glad that Streamlabs is working now and it's rolling in like crazy. We're about to have another $6 one. When you're going to have .cops on, you drunken pooper.
I don't know who that is.
Dude 2.0, we'll look into that, though. Tweet us their stuff.
Yeah.
I was on .cops a couple times. They're good.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So
I'm super unfamiliar with Onision. This is all my Onision news comes from here.
Yep, you beat me to it. I was like, look, I don't want to be like the black guy on the show, but who the fuck is Onision?
You're one
like,
of the two.
Only time I ever hear about him is when we come on the show, and I don't know who he is.
Yeah, Ben, we should
really...
And
I keep voting him down in my 365 villains list.
We should really have 13-year-old girls.
But I keep having to vote him down.
Like, I'm not drawing 13-year-old girls guest house when we talk about Onision.
No thanks.
Yeah. Because they know about him.
I mean, this article says a lot.
Yeah. On Sunday night, Onision tweeted screenshots of private messages between himself and another YouTuber, Billy Don Webb, who was a former, who recently accused Onision of pressuring her into sex with him and his current partner. One of those screenshots contained Webb's phone number. Twitter forbids its users from posting the personal information of others, like non-public phone numbers and email addresses, without their express consent, and the tweet was removed within an hour of being posted. Reached for comment, Twitter pointed The Verge to its policy on private information, saying that screenshots do not violate the platform's rules. However, screenshots and clothing phone numbers do. The tweet may have been removed before Twitter saw any such reports. A Patreon spokesperson confirmed to The Verge that it considered those actions to be doxing, which violates its platform's rules and justified Onision's bans. Yes, we removed Onision from Patreon. He violated our bullying and harassment as it relates to doxing, a Patreon spokesperson told The Verge. I think they've been looking for a reason to ban him for a while that was within their, like,
he does rules. Dox people, though.
I don't remember.
Are you really going to do this?
I don't remember. You bring it up. Tell me. He doxes people. Ben.
He has.
Tell them how he doxes people right now.
You have acknowledged this before.
When? I don't remember. So remind them.
Okay. All the times he's doxed people.
I remember him getting doxed, and he was on the show with us back at the downtown Bellevue thing, and I alluded to him being doxed, which ultra-doxed him, because not everybody on Drunken Peasants had known he was doxed that day, and he had to change his phone number. So, I feel a little bit guilty
does
that about
mean
that
you
one.
You did the doxing?
Not exactly. I might have dry snitched.
You pointed people in the direction of the doxing.
Yes. You pointed at the doxing and said, hey,
I mean, Onision and I are not cool right now because I stopped talking to him when all this shit came out about Sarah. I was defending him and like, dude, Sarah said that, you know, she didn't do it. She said it herself. And then she's like, oh, by the way.
She was coerced, and now there's footage.
So when I heard that, I was like, I'm fucking away from this. I'm not part of this anymore. I defended him because this girl said
Dream
that she
Labs
wasn't doing anything.
Let me log in earlier. If the anonymous thing hasn't been fixed, this is Red Scare.
It has been fixed.
See you, Red Scare. And I know it's working for Red Scare and the others right now, guys, but if you could please send $20 or above donations in to make sure it's still working and reference whether or not that's working. maybe a $400 dono would really let us know that it's working. Thank you very much.
Nice. Send a big one.
Yeah. That way, otherwise, if y'all don't do $20, we don't get the text-to-speech, and then we don't know that it's not working. So there you go.
See? Yeah.
It's for science.
So he doxes. We're not arguing whether or not he doxes people. He put out Billy's phone number just yesterday.
Right.
So it's not even an argument.
Sure.
I'm just saying, what other times did he do it? Because I don't remember.
I don't have log of it. Okay. But yes.
Let's just focus on the one here that he did literally 2 days ago, because he's guilty of that. Patreon has strict policy against doxing, even if it occurs outside the company's platform. Patreon does not allow creators to use Patreon to fund the practice of doxing. Patreon says in a blog post, our community guidelines clearly prohibit doxing and say that any creator caught in the act of malicious doxing or encouraging others to do so may be banned from using Patreon. Before being banned, Onision had around 560 supporters on Patreon. In recent months, at least 6 women have come forward with stories of allegedly abusive relationships with Onision and his partner, YouTuber Cool Guy Kai. Several women and former fans have came forward alleging that Onision and Kai befriended them online, then pressured them into inappropriate situations. Some, like Webb, allege that they were harassed online after their fallings out and that Onision posted their private information on his YouTube channel. A woman who asked to be referred to as Sarah alleges that she was manipulated into a relationship with Onision and Kai after they allowed her to move in with them at the age of 16.
I think it was actually younger than that when she moved in with
them. She moved in at 16, from everything I've seen.
Okay.
From what I heard directly from Onision, from what I was found from Sarah, what happened was her and Kai were talking as early as possibly 14, when Sarah was 14. They were messaging online. So I think that's the underage part. But Onision said that she never lived with them before she was 16. And everything I found online about that corroborates that. Just, you know, they were talking before that. What they were talking about, I don't know. YouTube and Onision did not immediately respond to a request for comment.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
he's you know, he's been the focus of Chris Hansen's web show for like the last month and a half.
Yes.
Chris Hansen's polling just about anybody out who has anything to say about Onision because it's getting him great views. His channel's growing like crazy. And yeah, anti-Onision content is, it's money right now on YouTube.
It is.
Repsion's eating good. Everybody who talks, like there's this girl online who just reviews Onision's books.
Oh,
and she
yeah.
She does really well, and she just talks shit about the books. It's
Why the fuck are we talking about Kanye West tomorrow, Hannibal? What the fuck are we doing?
I know. We need to be talking about Onision instead of talking about Kanye
West.
Not
really. Not really. I don't want to.
I'm trying to get on Chris Hansen now.
Don't put that out.
But I don't want to be talking about Onision.
You didn't want to talk about Kanye West, but you know people that hate watch us. I mean, hate like let's watch us if they can hate watch Onision, apparently.
No, I don't want it, actually, now that I think about it. No, never mind.
Well, why the hell did you bring it up, Monty?
I didn't think about it. I just spoke. We're live.
See, this is why you got to be careful doing shows with black people, all right? Because sometimes they bring shit up. It's just, go ahead. Anyway, I'm sorry. Continue, guys. Just fucking Monty. Just doing his thing.
Test 1, 2, 3. Okay. Streamlabs TTS is still working. I need to check my phone, though.
Okay.
Yeah, try it on your phone too. Yeah. It might not work on your phone. $20 or more.
Red Scare. Thank you, Red Scare. I appreciate your $20 test. And Fix Soul, your $2 test donation is not big enough. I'm sorry. You're gonna need to... No, thank you guys. I think we need to have Streamlabs go down more often because all your reassurance that it's back up is really paying off. But it's best accident to happen all week.
See, there you go.
Oh, thank you guys though, seriously. And there's a way to get Chris Hansen's attention, Billy. It involves taking a seat right over there. I'm sure if I got on Chris Hansen, I would say some stuff that implicated myself jokingly, and I wouldn't be able to wash that off.
I can't hear you, Billy. Like, you've kind of, I don't know if the stream
are you still there?
Like that, but I can't hear you now.
I thought it was just me.
Oh, can you hear Ben?
Hello?
Ben, like, comes in and out sometimes, but like you just, like, dropped out completely for a bit.
Huh. That's so weird. That's really weird.
I can hear myself in the headphones.
Yeah. I don't know.
I hear everybody just fine. So
okay. Sounds awesome. We'll keep going and just let us know if it becomes too big of a problem. If you're
Now I do hear it. It's kind of going in and out. Oh shit. It's crazy.
Give me 1 second.
And peasants, Hannibal and Monty with Ben Pye, Young Bill Fridge, and Justin Wang. This is like the greatest crossover episode in the history of this. Would be like if the Golden Girls and fucking Chef Gordon Ramsay showed
and the
up
Jeffersons.
On SmackDown. Like, this is awesome.
You know, I was actually working on a video, it's like nowhere near finished, about how basically every fictional TV show can be traced back to the Golden Girls. Like, they found their ways either through appearances or people who appeared on them, then jumped into other TV shows and just spread out into, like, all fictional TV.
Yeah.
The Golden Girls Expanded Universe. That's going to be the name of the video.
Justin Wang, you're my kind of nerdy. Why am I not subscribed to you already?
That's a good question.
Oh, dude, you guys need to follow Justin.
That's because you're a hater, Monty, but I've already subscribed to Justin Wang. So,
That's all.
You know, as a random sidebar, I'm actually working on a video about Blanche from the Golden Girls being the original GILF. And that video will be live later this month on Pornhub.
Oh,
so,
hell yeah.
Very different.
Blanche is like, she might be like history's oldest thought.
Oh,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Can you guys hear
that
us?
That was her
now?
Whole shit.
Is everything okay now so far?
Yeah.
Okay.
You sound good so far.
What about Little Bill Fridge?
That is a crazy theory, though, about the Golden Girls.
You just popped out a little bit.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
That's weird. Like, it almost sounds like a noise gate or some shit.
Yeah, you know what I'll do? We do have one, but it's not usually hitting us that hard. But yeah, I just turned ours down.
I blame it on the hackers.
It should be better now. So I want to thank Alicia Adachi for just sending us this video. This is Onision having a meltdown.
Oh, really?
After, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, here it is.
I logged into my phone.
Wow.
Streamlabs works, but the stream hiccuped.
Yeah, the audio hiccuped because I reset the audio device that we use. That's why.
Wow. Wow. So you guys are so into yourselves. Like, you are so committed to censoring innocent people that you're just going to go and try to get my Patreon deleted now. Oh, you have an opinion of me, so you're just going to try and ruin my entire career. Really? Is that what you're going to do?
I think it is. It seems to be working.
How much was he even making on Patreon?
A couple grand.
A couple grand. But at this point,
really?
Wow. He was owing there was a point he owed $500,000 to the IRS. That was one of his biggest problems. Because he cheated on his taxes so bad. He wrote off his wedding as a business expense.
I mean, weddings are definitely a business. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta find a bitch. You gotta stay with that bitch forever. Like, that's forever. It's like, that's a lot of shit. You gotta
Hannibal
get the fucking
Vionisian
solid gold
defender.
Hey, I'm glad somebody else is doing it.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I understand
that's
that,
not
you know,
a business.
Marriage,
if you own a business, you don't get to write that off as an expense. That no, that's not how it works.
Marriage,
you
film marriage it, is absolutely a business. All right,
it's no, like what, if you're, it's a contract. If you're it's not a business, Hannibal. It's a look, contract.
Yeah, it's a look, gamble.
I'm not marrying my girlfriend. I think we're just gonna form an LLC.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
how we're
yeah.
Gonna
You don't start an S corp when you go, you know, and get your marriage license. That's it, you don't start a business.
Okay.
It's
I got
that's what we're going to do.
The actual act of marriage is not a business in and of itself.
Right, it's
basically like a bet you take where it's like you win nothing but you risk losing half your shit.
Yeah. I don't like that at all.
Oh, I'm sorry. The FBI never showed up. Oh, I'm sorry. The cops are all about Onion Boy because turns out didn't break a single law. So what do we do? Oh, well, our opinions have been invalidated so many times of him that we're going to disable his Patreon. Wow. So, wow.
I have a question, and this is kind of sidebar, but not really. I don't know much about Onision, but every picture I see looks like the motherfucker forgot to dry his hair.
Well, he probably just washed his hair.
He likes to be wet.
That's freaking me out. Like, why? Why is his hair so? What did he just finish doing?
He wears a lot of makeup.
He doesn't
too.
Take that many showers, does he?
He wears like mascara and stuff like that. Because when I met him,
he has the skin of a guy who showers too much.
Okay, so all right. So maybe that is it. Maybe just. Literally did finish taking a shower before every picture's taken.
I just imagine this is what white hair looks like all the time. I just didn't even consider it.
This is I always heard that black people say white people smell like wet dogs. This hair looks like wet dogs, right?
#, not all white people.
You really
not
do
all,
that.
Not all,
you really
not
do
all,
that.
Not all,
not
all,
not
all, not all,
oh my god.
You tried to do the act,
dude. Is he acting?
Maybe
that came off. That's fake as fuck,
right?
Maybe those are some contrived emotions I'm looking at right now.
This is the thing about Onision, though. I'm not sure if he has real emotions. He might be somewhere on a spectrum.
Yeah, he's just like performing the emotion he thinks he should be performing.
Yeah. He might be on like the sociopathy.
You know what
spectrum.
That reminds me of? That reminds me of the videos where Chris Chan is trying to act angry, but it just seems so forced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like that same kind of fucking vibe.
There's autism, and then there's autism that we don't really pick up because it's on a hot person. It's like hotism.
He's not hot.
But he's not like Chris Chan, right? And he is too hot. Like, there's a lot of young girls that, like...
This is what has come to Billy's defense of Onision. Actually,
I know.
He's hot.
Damn, he can't help himself.
I can't.
It's funny because we recalled this argument
Chris Hansen
he had with
recently
people.
Had a homeless man who stays by the hotel he lives at on his show to chat about Onision.
So me and Billy remembered this conversation totally different. We did a 24-hour show with EFAP was on while Onision was here. Onision was actually sitting here. And the guys from EFAP were attacking Onision. And Billy was defending Onision the whole time, but when I told it to Billy, he's like, I didn't defend him. I'm like, yes, you did the whole time. You were like literally yelling at them. You raised your voice. You were mad.
Did I? Did I yell at them?
Yes.
Those poor boys. I'm sorry.
But you remember it differently.
I don't remember it that well. It was a long 24-hour stream.
You tried to do the police. Didn't work.
What the fuck?
So instead, you resort to the paycheck. And you got it. You got it. All my patrons have been deleted.
This deadass sounds like a 2004 metalcore song. All you need is like that fucking, like some fucking pedal, guitar beat on it, and you're good.
Hannibal.
Double bass.
Yeah.
Do you wanna get some quick views? Turn this little fucking flip out into a 2004 metalcore song, and watch as all the anti-O fans share and play it and make you their new musical god.
That song went up single-handedly bringing back the genre.
I see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, Dr. Zayus in the chat, that's exactly what I was thinking about. The metalcore skit from MDE.
Okay. I got it. I challenge accepted.
Oh, all right. Damn.
Are you happy? No!
No.
Oh, shit.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Sex?
Is this what you want?
Oh, is this no.
You want a total meltdown?
Do you like kombucha? I love kombucha.
I like kombucha.
Hannibal, he's got some Sambuca. Hannibal, he's got some Sambuca.
Now he's going into his, Sambuca. Like, I'm so random shit.
Yeah. Well, it's because he drinks a lot of kombucha now. That's what he has in his fridge. Last time I was at his house, he offered me kombucha. That was all he had.
All right. See, Hannibal, you didn't hear me. Your headphones were off.
My girlfriend heard me. Yeah. Every time I cough, I mute my microphone so it doesn't fuck up the show. And then she brought me some tea. But then she wanted to talk to me about the marriage things that she overheard me say on the show.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
So, hell yeah.
So two things happened just now. I'm just a little bit completely in trouble right now. So it's not a big deal.
That's all right. Damn. That's all right. You'll be fine.
You know what? Nigga got his tea. So I'm all
yeah. Just rub a little Gatorade. It'll be
is
fine.
That green tea? It's like getting like a green screened out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, because you know why? Because I have an Incredible Hulk mug. So that's why. Yeah.
Oh, man. Perfect.
That's right. So that's why you're not seeing it.
It's almost like he's celebrating that he just won the Super Bowl. You know, like that's a bottle of champagne.
Yeah.
Woo! Woo! Drinks like pee and smells even worse. Woo! Woo! Woo!
Are
you trying to get a kombucha sponsorship now?
What the fuck?
Sponsored by
this
Rumor Kombucha.
This is worse than this is like MGK celebrating because Eminem said his name, but worse.
I mean, this is the response that he's giving everybody, and it's so over the top that people are going to... There's a certain amount of people that follow everything Onision does, and no matter what he does, they will react to it like it's the end of the world. So he's giving them like that video to react to. So I don't know. It's so basic and like... predictable.
Wow.
I went from not knowing who this dude was a minute ago to seeing man nipples all of a sudden. I feel like that shit ramped up way too fast.
You went from not knowing who he is to wishing you didn't know who he was. That's what happened. Yeah.
Should have showed him to JLP.
We couldn't show JLP anything.
Missed opportunity there.
We had stuff lined up, but I don't think he saw any of the screen.
Yeah, they weren't showing him our screen share for some reason. He has a bunch of tech people that help him out. And I was going to do a thing where I was going to show him a bunch of pictures of famous people and have him tell us if they were an alpha or a beta.
Yeah.
Yeah. How could he really judge us if he couldn't see us?
Well, not by the color of our skin, but by the content of our character. That's how.
That's true.
That's some bullshit, man. What's the point of having colored skin if I'm not going to be judged by it?
Yeah. How does this white privilege work?
What am I going to do? What am I going to do now? What am I going to do?
Onision really is seriously putting in work for a spot in Actual Mania 3.
we're gonna have a number one contender for the title determined off Actual Mania 2. So the main event will be known after Actual Mania 2 is over. But maybe we have a run in.
So do you think he really doesn't care that he lost a decent chunk of income?
I think he definitely cares, but what he's doing right now is trying to think of how to recover from that. So he gets this video going. All his fans that were paying into his Patreon that already support him are very dedicated because they've been supporting him over some of the craziest allegations. Yeah. So they've drank the Kool-Aid. They're going to support him, and they're going to come to him now and see this. And be like, oh, my God, you reacted so funny. I was dying when you were doing that. Where can I send you PayPal, Patreon? His PayPal directly will probably go up more than he would have made this month on Patreon while he figures everything out because they're going to want to support him directly more than before because they're seeing him being taken down. These people that support him?
Billy tells me that he knows a lot of cam girls that grew up being big Onision fans.
The girl that bought my underwears was like, she messaged me later and was like, I saw you in a video with Onision. I used to love watching him when I was 13. So it's like every 13-year-old girl at some point in their life, when they're 13,
she
is a fan of Onision.
She also bought your underwear.
Yeah, she bought my underwear.
That's true. Wait.
This is a while ago. This is back when I was hanging out with Martin Shkreli. It's weird times, man. Weird times. But the people that follow Onision are just like fangirls, pretty much. They're good people. Like, I've made friends with a ton of girls out of the community that are like just good, sweet people. That's why I supported him for so long, because I know so many of his fans are just.
Whatever.
Decent
that's
people.
Such
you
sound like a politician there.
Like, what am I supposed to say? Like, there's all these people that I met through him, and they're fans of him, and now they're fans of me, and I feel like the split. I've had people come to me like, I just want you to know, Billy, even though you're not cool with Onision anymore, I still like watching you. I'm like, yeah, I hope that's how it is, but I understand if it's not. I found you through Onision. I understand that. And I'm backing away from him because, geez, he's fucking a dumpster fire.
A lot of the people you met through Onision, the only reason you met them is because at the time he had clout, and I believe he was paying people to make videos with him. And then, I mean, now, like, he can't afford...
He barely had clout when I started working with him.
He had way more. That was, like, like 3 years ago?
Yeah.
He still had... He had way more than... I remember back in the day, like, 3 years...
It was already the downfall, back, though.
It didn't matter. Back then, he had way more. 3 years ago, like, damn it, dude. 3 years ago, anytime we made fun of Onision, we'd get bombarded with people defending him. That doesn't happen anymore.
Okay, because YouTube switched their algorithm to, like, only favor people who hate Onision. And if you're a fan of Onision, you have to wade through tons of hate.
So it's YouTube, not Onision, that's causing us?
I think
listen
YouTube...
to him.
No, because 2016 YouTube was an open door for shit content like this. Uh-huh. They turned off all types of shit content like this. Uh-huh. Bullying, attacking content got buried. It did. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But okay. I saw it happen with Leafy. I saw it happen with Drama Alert.
A lot of people worked for Onision way longer than you have. Yeah, so that's my point. A lot of the people you know that you met through Onision... worked for him.
But there's people who worked for him. It's fans of his and stuff. He's got a community of people who look at him
Lucian Autobot? He's a fan of Onision.
Yeah. He's a little creeper.
Yeah.
Because he
used to go to Onision forums a lot.
Repsion used to be a fan of Onision. I don't know if that's true.
I don't think that's true, but if it was, it was a long time ago.
I don't know.
Everybody.
What am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? I'm covered in kombucha, and I have no more Patreon.
All his Patreons that he just lost are gonna see this, and they were supporting him up till the minute, and they're gonna hit him up with PayPal. They're gonna donate big PayPal because they see him pushing through and being crazy and funny. Because this is the type of Onision content we've been paying for in 2019.
Funny at all?
But they're paying him $2,000 a month.
Funny?
Right now in 2019, these people are paying him $2,000 a month. And they're seeing this, and they're going to see his Patreon was taken down. They're back. They are attacking our guy, the guy we've been supporting when the entire rest of the world shits on him. They're going to come out of pocket way bigger than they were regularly.
I doubt it.
Okay? That's how humans work, man. That's their guy. They see their guy hurt, and they see him getting attacked. And they're going to see this and be like, oh, that's really funny. He's doing exactly what he always does, just being a crazy guy. Let's give some money directly to this PayPal. Let's do it.
I see that happening less and less.
Can't he just move over to, like, Subscribestar or something? Has he done that yet?
Subscribestar might take
him. That'll be my next move.
But you still have to be approved for Subscribestar.
And you still have to get your community to follow somewhere new. With Patreon, the whole thing is you're continually getting that support, and people are pledging to you.
Yeah.
And they have to now repledge. They have to take that moment to think, do I want to follow him somewhere? The whole point of Patreon is
you're always
going to
lose some amounts of people, because a lot of Patreon money, it winds up being this thing where it's like, you just kind of like, you don't take the effort to cancel it, so it just keeps on going out.
It's like a Netflix subscription.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why Netflix...
I've never canceled Netflix, but I can't remember the last time I actually watched it.
Yeah, that's why, like, Netflix and WWE Network, they're always giving out those free trials. So people sign up for the free trial, and then people just procrastinate, and they never end up canceling it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Subscription models work pretty well
like
that. This
is weird.
Yeah, he's weird. He's really weird.
This is like that 2006 I'm So Random content. But today...
Yeah. That's what he makes.
That's his content has never changed.
They did this thing where he put on a diaper and laid on the ground, and they invited this girl over, and she showed up, and she thought they were going to talk about DDLG stuff because she's into that DDLG stuff. And when she shows up, Onision's laying on the floor wearing a diaper going, "Mama, mama."
Yeah. And I tried to change his diaper. And
I'm Googling DDLG right now.
Oh, you're going to love it.
Daddy Dumb Little Girl.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Daddy Dumb Little Girl.
It's some kink that people are into.
It's weird how that was a thing. And then for some reason, like a few years ago, it just really popped on Tumblr. And then all of these girls like started like acting like that was a thing they were into.
Yeah. But
and then just like
always been
girls
calling
their
boyfriends daddy right?
Like for no reason just kind of like became a thing.
Yeah.
From like because it was always a thing but became like a widespread thing because of that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I've always been super creeped out, like anytime a girl calls me daddy, I'd be like, "I don't fucking don't do that shit. That shit is fucking gross." One chick started calling me that shit, but in Spanish. I was like, bitch, I know what poppy means. Like, chill out.
Poppy's even more popular than daddy. Poppy is, like, widely represented.
I mean, it's used more by Hispanic people.
Well, they use poppy all the time.
It feels not so much that it's popular, that it's, like a cultural phrase,
poppy
right?
Poppy is poppy. It's popular. The one thing the problem I had with DDLG is when I tried it out, I was just going around telling dad jokes all the time, and none of the girls got hot for me. I was like, what's the point then? If dad jokes don't make you hot, you're not into dads. I'm giving my top-tier Danny Tanner one-liners. And I can't get those panties.
Wow.
When life gives you dilemmas, you make the lemonade.
Wow.
So anyway, moving on from Onision, I'm done for now. Yeah. We'll see what happens next.
Yeah, this is a huge victory for the anti-O fans.
By the way, Jared Genesis, we're not going to watch this. We're going to talk about it on the post show, but Jared did a live stream interview with somebody who I'm not affiliated with at all. It was interesting. We'll watch it and critique it later. I want to throw that out there for anyone who's interested. Nice. Tonight on the post show, Billy and I will critique something.
In
after
the post show.
You can sign up through Patreon or Subscribestar or become a member by clicking the join
button. A $10 Patreon will get you the post show tonight and
Actual
the private
Mania.
Show tomorrow. Actual man.
So, Billy, Birds of a Feather, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about it?
Your buddy Boogie
mm-hmm.
was playing with his phone while he was driving on the freeway and rear-ended a car in front of him. and totaled his car. Well,
so can I ask this?
Didn't the car in front of him have a stroke, though?
Yeah, the guy had a stroke. I mean, it doesn't matter. You hit the car in front of you, it's your fault. It was a pileup on the freeway. Dude had
just
a stroke.
Just like Billy the Fridge. Boogie doesn't care.
But this is the question I have before I make any judgment on Boogie. What Pokemon did he catch?
I don't think he plays Pokemon.
That's a good question.
Oh, okay. If he wasn't even playing Pokemon, I have no sympathy.
Hold on. Yeah. Let's see. I'm borrowing this from Memeology 101.
If he would have got an accident for Snorlax, cool.
All right. Here's... This is the thing he posted before the crash.
Number one, yes, I'm filming while I'm driving.
Looks familiar. This angle looks kind of familiar.
Just before the
Shots
crash.
Fired.
Yes.
Shots fired.
Number two, so this is, I thought maybe this could be interesting or maybe inspirational to somebody out there. But I'm driving to Gatlinburg, Tennessee. I'm also driving to Bristol.
That's where Dollywood is.
How am I going to Dollywood?
Was he going to Dollywood?
I don't know.
I want to go to Dollywood.
See, this is right before, dude.
Let me make a point before you hit that
Hell
play
yeah.
button. Let me make this point.
He's going to make a fat
let,
guy
no,
point.
No, let me make this point. Boogie filmed himself driving. His fans reminded him to put a seatbelt on. He got in a car accident, saved his life because he filmed himself driving.
Ooh, that you know what?
That's bullshit.
I'm sorry. The judges would give you a 10 on that mental gymnastics you just
right.
did.
Right. I'm sorry. Had he not filmed himself, he wouldn't have been wearing a seatbelt.
He
might have died.
He's a master.
He might have fucking
gymnastics.
Died. You want to tell me it was bad? You want to tell me it was bad that someone reminded him to put a seatbelt on before he got an accident?
What were you saying, Frank?
I could follow that line of logic because if the accident was unavoidable because of the truck driver having a stroke, then he wouldn't have had the seatbelt on and might have died had he not been nagged to put the seatbelt on by his fans.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I can't
but believe it. It all boils down to whether or not the accident was avoidable because of the stroke.
All right. He wasn't the only car on the pileup. He was the only one that got injured, too. So if he wouldn't have been wearing a seatbelt, he would have had much worse injuries. The guy that had the stroke wasn't
Thank
even injured.
Thank you guys for making me buckle up and get off my phone. A semi-truck driver in front of me had a stroke. It caused a pileup that, unfortunately, I was part of. Now, okay, I want to say I don't think the semi was the car right in front of him.
Yeah, multiple other cars got
What
in the
happened
same pileup.
Was, and this has happened to all of us, but most of us aren't playing with our phones, so we slow down enough not to crash into the cars in front of us. But what happened was Boogie was driving, messing with his phone, and then he crashed into a car that suddenly, because it happens sometimes, you're driving the regular speed on the freeway, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a pileup is in front of you, and you got to slow the fuck down.
We don't know that he was on his phone during this accident.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, guys, you know what, Boogie? It was also in the car with an underage girl. I know it.
Listen
he must
to this
have been. I have just as much proof he was in the car with an underage girl as I have proof that he was on his phone during this accident. So it's got to be true.
And,
it's got to be true.
And two transsexual midgets. Don't forget that.
Yep, don't forget about the Lord Dwarves making chocolate in the back seat. He had a back seat full of Keebler elves, man. They're making grasshoppers, feeding them to him fresh off the grill.
Yeah, he had little people in the
for a tweet.
He's just showing
you definitely want to get in an accident when you have like an empty tank of gas. Like you don't want to have a full tank
because it'll blow up.
Yeah,
yeah. Here's the inside of the car.
We got
full
an F
airbag.
On the stream. It says,
"I still see us."
Okay. Back. We're back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. So this is the inside of Boogie's car after the accident. You could see he took off his shirts and laid them across the dashboard.
This is airbag deployment.
Oh, those are airbags?
Yeah, and this is the car.
Oh.
It's...
You could see his napkins from the rest stop where he got food are still on the dashboard here. His bibs.
His bibs.
His lobster bibs. From All You Can Eat Lobster.
You go to the crab pot.
That's pretty fucked up. That's a good crunch. But using the phone,
Yes. And Billy does this. He streams. He does live streams while he's reading his chat.
Hands free.
No, I've seen you. Okay, hands free is your phone on the seat next to you, and you're looking down at your phone.
That was for just a moment.
It was not. I watched it.
It was only for a moment.
And then aside from that, all the stuff you do driving when you're not streaming on top of that.
I don't think that is provable in a court of law. Because I'm not streaming while I'm doing it.
So I'll
go as far as to say I'm not doing that.
Man. It does violate Washington's distracted driving law.
We'll see.
It literally does. Do you want me to pull up the law?
No, I want you to stop dry snitching on me. This is fucking rude, you narc. You fucking narc.
I just have a concern for the people of Seattle. Snitch. I want the safety for the people of Seattle.
Haven't you know how many times I have gotten in accidents?
It's irrelevant.
Very few, and they're always somebody else's
fault.
It's
irrelevant.
They're always somebody else's fault. Because I'm a good driver,
The amount
Ben.
Of accidents you've had is irrelevant.
I'm
You're
a good
still
driver.
Driving
I'm
distracted
a, then I Then I just wish every time you wanted to go out, you were like, Billy, I'm afraid to drive with you. Let me drive. And I'd be like, okay dude, let's do it.
That's
let's
fine.
Let's do it. But you always get in my car without any hesitation, and that's how I know I'm a good driver.
That doesn't mean anything.
You walk
so
into my car.
It.
You walk into my car willingly and then come here and say these things when you would ride with me without even offering
listen
to drive.
Him.
Without even
I want
offering
everyone
to drive.
Watching this right now to really listen to
I
this
want
desperate
everyone
man.
Watching. If I am such a horrible driver, why does Ben want to ride with me? Why? Why would he do that?
Because he doesn't care about himself.
Well, first of all, I hardly ever ride with him. He makes it seem like it's all the time. It's like a couple times. It's probably like 4 or 5 times a year, if anything.
I don't know. I'd say 12 times.
Oh, okay, 12 once a month.
Yeah, maybe
at
like
most.
Once
no,
or twice a month.
No, it's not that often. It is.
Okay,
it's
probably
not even,
isn't. It probably
no,
isn't.
No, so, right.
Yeah.
And when I do, I'm fucking terrified. You have almost taken us into ongoing traffic. So
I don't remember that.
Uh-huh.
Ben, it's obvious that I just drive
when
by... I drive by Braille, so I don't even need to look at the road. I follow the bumps on the side of the road.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Every time you're feeling those.
I know I'm in where I need to be if I can feel the bumps.
You idiot.
I drive by Braille.
I can't believe you do this. Oh, okay. All right.
That is terrifying. I can't wait to come to Seattle now. I want to just see how
we
let's
bus.
Roll the dice, Bill.
I take the bus.
I want to ride with Billy.
I want you guys to ride with me and be like, oh man, you know what? Ben's kind of a bitch. You
what
ride-
he'll do is just drive right just while you're there.
Yeah, I will only choose to drive right because of my white privilege.
Right.
That's what Ben's saying. Fuck, Ben. You're saying I'm reckless when there's white people in the car?
I'm
I don't
saying
respect
but one or two times you'll have to drive them.
It's my
them.
White guilt. I'm going to drive them it. And I'm going to white guilt, go under the speed limit and stay within the fucking white lines. Wow.
So the former or the guy who created Papa John's Pizza, he got fired recently.
For saying the bomb.
Yeah. And
he dropped the no word.
He did an interview now and he's mad. And he talks about how he ate 40 pizzas in the last 30 days.
My dude's got depression. That's depression.
As soon as I heard that, I'm thinking about the logistics of doing that because I used to be like a whole pizza guy. Yeah, but then 40 of them, like that's multiple whole pizza. Wait, does he mean like slices though or entire pies?
I think entire pies.
Yeah, he was saying entire pies.
So he had, there were a few days out of the last month that he had more than one pizza a day.
Yeah.
So that, wow. So that dude, just so you know, that dude doesn't have depression. That dude has heart disease.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, he's didn't look, like, he didn't look fat either.
Yeah, he's just, not fat. Yeah,
I've had over 40 pizzas in the last 30 days. Living currently.
Why he look like Lou Ferrigno's like little brother or something? The Incredible Hulk. Pizza.
You know, just to double back to something Monty was saying earlier, he does look like he just got out the shower. So there might be something to this, Monty.
Is this Onision's dad?
He's just got the pizza sweats. Like, that's what's
happening. Yeah. Yeah.
This is what 40 pizzas 40 in 30 pizza. Days does to you. Have you seen Super Size Me?
I've had over 40 pizzas in the
this
last
is like
30 days.
His body is just struggling to digest still.
Yeah. Currently, and Mark Shapiro should be in jail.
The guy who replaced him, Mark Shapiro, the guy who... Because he said the N-word in a conference call about racial sensitivity training.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Wasn't he referring to himself as
absolute
like
bad
I way. Don't know.
I was referring to Italians as like,
well, that's dumb.
It was dumb, yeah.
Yeah.
It was dumb. He's dumb.
What did he say? He was like, look, when y'all go pick up, when y'all bling pizzas to black people, don't be like, what's up, my nigga? I got your pepperoni. Like, is,
got
was
you that pepperoni.
It? Yeah, that's what he if said, that's what he cool. said in the conference call, I don't think he should have lost his job.
Hey, yo, what's up? Sorry, we're out of grape soda,
my. It was a hard R.
Yeah.
Well, I think he was referring to Italians as like equivalently racialized as, and then he said the bomb, I think. I can't remember the exact quote, but it was
I
like,
think of Italians and Greeks.
Okay, well, look at this video. I'm gonna look for it. What did
yeah,
Papa
please,
John...
Because you're the only one that can read this quote. Even Monty dates white women, so he should not.
to me, like, Italians and Greeks are like the darker shade of white. Like the darkest shade of white.
Italians and Greeks?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're
Italians, Greeks. There's another one, right? It's like the dark white people.
Well, like I guess I would say like Israelis too, kind of. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh wow, this is on Forbes. Okay.
He has no pizza experience. He's never been in the pizza category. I would just say, stay tuned. The day of reckoning will come.
The day
Hell
of
yeah,
reckoning.
This is a wrestling
for
promo.
The final solution.
Yeah.
What is he doing over here?
He's cutting a promo.
He sounds like fucking Pizza Hitler.
Yeah, he's ready to sling that belt over his shoulder. It's made of pizza boxes.
I mean, this man has an excitement for what he's got cooking.
He gives the Noid a Stone Cold Stunner. Fuck it.
We're about to enter the fucking shitty fast food pizza wars.
I'm in for
it. Popeyes versus Chick-fil-A. All that shit. Like, it's going
to
be awesome.
They should fight to the death until there's only one fast food option in America, and everybody else has to go out and get a real fucking meal. If you can only get one shitty food choice. You want Taco Bell wins, fuck it. We're all eating Crunchwraps. If McDonald's wins, give me a McChicken. If Chipotle wins, then you know what? The world is right again. Best scenario. Chipotle beats them all, and we get top quality ingredients.
I've been to Chipotle one time. I had an awful experience, and I'm never going back.
The record will be straight. Why not set the record straight now? I mean, what is it about the record that's not straight? Stay tuned.
I'm afraid.
Damn. This is ominous as fuck.
He should be put on a watch list or something.
I'm about to go with the pizza tea.
Yeah. That motherfucker's about to catch.
This looks like a manifesto before doing a mass shooting.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
This is the pizza
Does he
manifesto.
Have weapons?
This is the manifesto.
I'm thinking about this in my head, and I'm like, this is like a possible outcome that just Papa John just goes on a killing spree. That could happen.
Yes.
Red Scare says the reign of the bourgeois is ending.
Wow.
This idiot's too stupid to realize that he won the capital fucking race, and he's over here pissing around.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't take his money away.
Yeah.
They just fired him from the company. He probably still owns a share in it or something.
This is
too.
The type of asshole that's got like millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars and is getting hung up on pizza to the point where he eats pizza 40 times in a month because he's so fucking wacko. This is Pizza Joker.
I was gonna say the Rain Man of pizza, but I feel like Pizza Joker's more accurate.
Yeah.
If anything, he's Pizza Penguin. I don't know if he's Pizza Joker.
Well, Joker's
like, he's not
more
like,
relevant
like he's
right
too calculated
now.
To be.
Oh
we
my
live
god!
In a delivery
I
zone.
Just like. I'm 100% making a fucking Papa John Joker trailer with this footage as soon as we're done here.
Oh, dude, money!
It's
money.
Just like I visualize. I'm like perfect.
Yeah. Do it.
Money.
Perfect.
Is there like a filter that just does Joker face over a video for you automatically now? I feel like there's got to be one in Snapchat. You can just throw a Joker filter on it.
There was. I don't know if it's still there.
It's got to be able to find it,
you know,
somewhere.
If you could find like one that's like a blackface Joker, that would really just push it, I feel like, to the next level. Just food for thought.
Fuck, that would be a great sequel where Joker just fucks put on clown paint. He just does blackface. Like how many people
awesome.
Would hate him even more than that's a real bad guy. Yeah. Fuck the clown makeup. He's doing blackface.
Everyone
he has this whole army of people who are all putting on blackface and just causing trouble.
Oh man.
Yeah. Yeah, then we would love watching Batman punch him.
Yeah.
Everyone, if you're watching right now and you haven't liked the stream, please like the stream. That would be great if you could throw us a like. Just takes you a second to do that. And other than that, join our Discord. There's a link down in the description of this video. You can join our Discord. It's cool. There's nice people there. Did you see how someone paid Mark McGrath on Cameo to break up with her boyfriend?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No.
Yeah,
like, you can't even be mad at that point.
Hey, what is up, Brayden? It is Mark McGrath from the band Sugar Ray, off the charts, but always in your hearts. And this cameo was booked by Cheyenne, and she wants you to know a few things. And this is a little difficult for me to say because it's the first one of these I've done, but she wants you to know that you mean a lot to her. You mean the world to her. But she's having difficulty staying in this long-distance relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
it's, wow.
It's awkward.
You know, it's tough. I've been on the road for years, and I've been with my wife a long time.
Put your arms around me, baby.
The biggest arguments, the biggest, you know, obstacles in our relationships is the distance between us. It makes it very difficult when we're on the road.
Is he hurting for money? Why would you agree to do this?
Cameo, man. Yeah. If you start turning down cameos, you get a bad rating.
I mean, just one, I mean, one like this seems
it's
too personal.
He's
I mean, this is the best one ever created, and he fucking knows it.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's like,
you see, like I turned down Cameo because I was like worried about like people making me like say all kinds of dumb shit. But like this, I would have taken in a fucking heartbeat.
So this would be fucking awesome though if the guy like if the chick's boyfriend is a huge Sugar Ray fan.
Yeah,
that would make this amazing.
Yep. Tons of people in our chat have no idea who this is.
I should promote my cameo. I should promote my cameo under the guise that I will say anything bad you want me to about Onision for like $15. I probably get paid.
Wasn't
dude.
He the host of one of those entertainment shows too?
He was on The Apprentice and then started working on other things afterwards.
He was on like Entertainment Tonight or Extra or one
Extra,
of those shows.
Extra.
Yeah.
Access Hollywood.
Access Hollywood. Yeah. That's it.
And it's hard. So Cheyenne is trying to let you know, Brayden, that it's very, very tough for her to stay in this relationship. She still cares about you a lot. You never know what the future may hold. And she still wants to be friends with you because obviously she cares about you very, very much. And she wants you to know good luck on your thesis coming up.
Wow. What a time to drop it on him.
Wow.
Probably not the best timing, Cheyenne. When he's doing his thesis, but I understand, you know, you got to work on your thesis and life goes on. And, you know, I'm sure there's big things ahead of you in the future, Brayden. But Cheyenne cares about you enough to let you know that she's thinking about you. But the long distance thing is just a little difficult for her. And she wants you to stay positive. She wants you to be friends. And she knows that you're a fan of the band Sugar Ray, which I'm honored. I wish I was delivering you good news.
But fucking friend zoned by your favorite musician.
Yeah. He could have been short and sweet with it. It's like, I know you're a fan of Sugar Ray, and you know there's that line all around the world, statues crumble for me. Well, this relationship is crumbling for you.
Whose favorite band is Sugar Ray, though? Seriously.
At least Monty for sure, because he just quoted their lyrics like on the show.
I was struggling to think of the lyrics. Sugar Ray so
he could have made that shit up. Nobody who knows who fucking knows, right? Monty made that shit up just now, right? See? He could have freestyled that shit.
No, that's an actual Sugar Ray lyric.
I know it's an actual Sugar Ray lyric. I'm very disappointed in you, right?
What we need to know.
I just do a lot of music.
We need to know if Cheyenne did a twofer here, and if she also paid Sugar Ray to tell the guy that she liked that she's leaving fucking whatever the fuck his name is for, that she's like, hey, by the way, I'm single now. So Cheyenne says she's single now, Jacob, and she wants to suck your dick. That would be fucking dope. She bought the one to say goodbye and the one to say hello. A little twofer. That'd be savage. I give Cheyenne super points for that.
That would be awesome.
Hopefully I can see you backstage, give you a high five someday, dude. Cheyenne, we can maybe laugh about this sometimes.
You know, actually, I was really surprised. I heard some of Sugar Ray's older music before they made it big, before they were like on the radio and stuff. I guess they were a punk band, which was kind of
They had a song in Road Rash 3D, Tap Twist Snap.
Yeah.
And it was like, when I played the game, I had already known them as like this like pop rock band. So I'm like looking through the soundtrack and I'm like, oh, this is like not heavy, but like heavy for a video game. So I'm looking through, I'm like, Sugar Ray, are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Mark McGrath. I always have. I don't know why. I wasn't a big fan of the music, but I just like this guy. Maybe it's because he's like a less obnoxious looking Guy Fieri. Like,
Guy Fieri is way heavier than him, though.
Yeah, right? I know. He's less obnoxious looking, but it's like the same style, right?
No, he doesn't have the flames on his shirt and stuff.
But they're close. Like, this Guy Fieri's just
the
more obnoxious
version. He's
like
Guy Fieri playing it safe.
Yeah, this is...
Like, if Guy Fieri wanted to blend in with society, he would be Mark McGrath.
This is good Guy Fieri.
True.
God, you know what Guy
this
Fieri...
Is like, this is if Guy Fieri worked at the Gap.
Yeah. Hopefully we all can. Cheyenne, Brad, and all of us.
That's my question.
Man. You know what, Guy Fieri, he gets a lot of shit, but he is a good guy. He is a good guy.
How do you know? You know him?
He goes around and he fucking puts shine on all these small little diners and drive-ins and brings a ton of national attention to these small businesses. That's a cool fucking gig. You get to take a little hidden gem and just blow it up.
Does he make money off of it, though? It's not like
charity. Of course he makes money off it, but you can make money off of tons of things. He's over here looking.
You're the worst arguer ever.
It's a good job.
Guy Fieri, as well as dudes, though, he just has a reputation of being a good dude, like very involved in like charities and doing nice little things for people, autographing Hungry Man dinners and shit.
Yeah. Right. Hungry Man dinners.
Wait, does he autograph Hungry Man dinners?
I think it was either like a Lean Cuisine or a Hungry Man. Some shit like that. You can probably look find the picture of it.
All right. Damn. I didn't know.
Yeah, people just bring him TV dinners, the autograph.
I saw a video recently of The Rock and Danny DeVito crashing a wedding.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we got to see this.
All right. That's so awesome.
Yeah. Well, that was great.
What a past couple of days, man. Jumanji.
Look how much shorter he is. That's crazy.
Twins.
Jumanji we did it up. I mean, we did it up.
They could make twins, too, with The Rock instead of Arnold.
Yes.
But just keep DeVito.
Kevin Hart and The Rock would have been good twins.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like a wedding.
Oh, Kevin Hart's not even small enough.
Yeah.
And he's small as hell.
You ever crash a wedding?
Oh.
You want to do it?
Let's crash the wedding.
What? Let's crash the wedding.
Okay.
Come on.
Why is The Rock bigger now than he, like larger now than he was?
You know why?
Oh yeah.
Because there's no drug tests
in Hollywood. Yeah, there's no drug tests in Hollywood.
I think it's all good. Be careful here, sir.
Okay, yeah. No,
be careful here, Danny DeVito. Don't hit your head.
Trump likes to do this a lot.
Unforgettable. Unforgettable. That's how you'll stay.
If I was the husband, I would feel so emasculated right now.
Yo, seriously, he just said, fuck your wedding, I'm The Rock.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like, he's going to get the best. Meanwhile, like, tonight, I'm like, it's not for him, though. And he knows that. He knows it's not for him tonight.
Yeah. Yep. Like, I go to weddings, and I'm like, I don't know if I can wear this, like, suit and tie combo. It's a little too flamboyant. I don't want to take attention away from the actual wedding people. He was just like, I'm the fucking Rock. Come to this wedding.
Right.
Make it about me.
Love that clings to me.
Well, he did do them a favor by having Danny DeVito next to him to kind of, like, cut the hotness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Never before. Has someone
but even
been...
even with how unhot Danny DeVito is, he's still a fucking major celebrity and still if it would just been Danny DeVito walking in, the husband would have been cucked. Yeah, he'd have been cucked by Danny DeVito. He's lucky he's got The Rock there. Could you imagine Danny DeVito just crawling up his fucking wife's gown, pulling off her little girdle and just like crawling into her butt or something?
No,
he's small. He can do that. He could do that.
He could.
Yeah, yeah, small people get away with that
shit.
You
know, it's kind of weird because we were talking about the Penguin earlier.
Yeah.
And Danny DeVito played the Penguin.
Great Penguin. Yeah, I love that. I love that movie.
Excellent Penguin.
Yeah. And Michelle Pfeiffer was on point in that. They were. Yeah. I haven't seen the first Batman.
I know, that's so weird. You've seen the second one, not the first.
Incredibly.
I don't know how good Jack Nicholson is.
Watch it, having seen every other Batman thing that's been made, and be like, all right, this is okay.
Yeah.
Look, super random factoid about Batman Returns, but McDonald's pressured Warner Brothers to fire Tim Burton because they didn't like the way he depicted Penguin.
Yeah.
What? They said it was like too gross and grotesque and they couldn't sell Happy Meals. And they pressed so hard that McDonald's ended up getting Warner Brothers to get rid of Tim Burton. And that's how we got the next Joel Schumacher.
Wow.
It was McDonald's that did that?
Yeah.
But they still had the penguin. They still had the little penguins in the Happy Meals. They had penguins with missiles on their back.
But they designed them. They basically had one of their designers design it off of the old cartoons and not off of the movie because it was like the Danny DeVito penguin was too gross looking. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you remember the part where he bites the head off the fish? Or he bites that nigga's nose during the press conference and shit?
Yeah.
And it was just like, oh, yeah, we can't fucking do this.
See, that's why I'm glad that I'm like, fuck McDonald's, unless it's breakfast.
I don't say fuck McDonald's. I don't say fuck McDonald's.
Dude, I love
that
so
one.
Much.
Fuck
they have
Warner
hash
Brothers
all day long now.
Fuck Warner Brothers for bending the knee. Like, if you have someone like Tim Burton in his prime making quality content, jumping off Beetlejuice, bringing you Beetlejuice and putting him in the bat suit and making him work, you're going to fucking pull him out of that because McDonald's wants a toy? That fuck Warner Brothers, dude. That's their problem. We got what we deserved out of that. Warner Brothers didn't deserve to have a classic trilogy.
Yeah.
They deserved
it. They all the way fucked it up on that one. Then we missed out on the Billy Dee Williams Two-Face.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
That's right.
You know,
like, I thought Jim Carrey was a good Riddler, though.
He was.
I didn't think he was a great Riddler.
Really?
But because he was the mask as the Riddler.
Yeah.
Well, he was Jim Carrey as the Riddler, right?
But Jim Carrey's played other roles. I mean,
he was always Jim Carrey as a pet
mask.
Detective, or Jim Carrey as a mask, or Jim Carrey as the Riddler, or Jim Carrey as it wasn't until Jim Carrey played fucking Andy Kaufman that he wasn't Jim Carrey as something. He was actually Andy Kaufman in that.
Yeah, he was. But I feel like there were nuances to his performances. Jim Carrey was like I feel like the Ace Ventura character and the Mask character and the Cable Guy character, they might be the same shades of. I mean, they might all be white, but they're different shades. Like, this one was eggshell, this one was taupe, this one was mother of pearl. They were different shades of white. It's like Monty's girlfriend. It's like they're not all the same.
Oh, God.
Not all the same.
Okay? I'm sorry, Monty.
Different levels to the shit.
I haven't seen Dark Crimes.
But the Riddler was definitely the mask.
All right.
I feel like Joel Schumacher was just like, and I wouldn't even be surprised if Jim Carrey came in and had ideas of how he wanted to play Edward Nigma, and then they were just like, Joel Schumacher was like, basically, just be the mask.
Would you say N-word? What?
I said Edward Nigma, not Edward Nigger. Edward Nigger would be dope as fuck. I would love to see who he would be in the Batman universe.
Edward Nigma. I thought that was like N-word scissor pans.
It does sound weird.
Just like me accidentally saying the N-word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Edward Nigma sounds so bad.
Yeah.
Please don't give us super chats saying N-word.
No. Edward Nigma, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought you said N-word.
I feel like I'm saying something really bad, but I'm saying something.
I didn't hear Edward or Nigma on that. I was like, what?
I accidentally say it.
What?
Oh, God.
Edward Nigma.
Like, yes. I am positive that Jim Carrey came in and had this great idea for how he wanted to play that character, and Joel Schumacher was like, "Nah, just be the mask. Just play." You remember that guy that you played before that made a lot of money? Just do that, and then they gave him a lot of money, and he did it.
Yeah, like, look, the suit's green.
Yeah, you know.
I want to watch Batman Returns again before I actually watch the first Batman. Or the
I can't believe you've never seen. How is that possible, Bill? Because
I was like 6 years old when it came out, and my dad didn't give a fuck about it. And I think my aunt took me to see Batman Returns, and I saw it in theaters, and it was pretty creepy, and I liked it, and I was like, "That was cute. I want to be the Penguin when I grow up." Because I was as a little fat kid.
You wanted
kid,
to be
I,
4'9"?
As a little, I was 4'9" at the time.
That's why
I was a little fat kid.
Matters.
Yeah,
well, then you're already grown up.
When I was a little fat kid, I just would see other fats out in society, and I would identify with them and want to be them. That's why I want to be a pro wrestler. That's the only place I saw fats excelling in the world.
Other fats.
There's representation. That's why I do what I do. I want those little fat kids to grow up and know they can be sexy as fuck. Deal with it.
Yeah. But then you lost, man. Wait, so you're kind of a traitor.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. True. A little bit. But I gave them a good 10 years of big, fat Bill Fridge. Big, sloppy, 600-pound. My 600-pound life would have been lit.
What was your average weight prior to the 600-pound? Like, was it a steady climb, or was it like...
I was probably around 450 in high school.
What about when you were wrestling? How big were you then?
1 year, I weighed in at 522 when I went out to East Coast.
You were a big boy when you were wrestling.
Yeah, and then the next year, I was at 460. So I fluctuated quite a bit.
Oh, you lost probably from training or something, right?
I think I was eating better altogether. But then, you know, I went down to 2013. I was like 580. And I think I was even bigger than that before I went on this diet because I was feeling
I'm sorry. Wow. I have to say this right now because I think it's amazing. I wish we were on our show so we could give somebody plunger points for this. But Killer on the Road says, that's because Jesus Christ is my enigma.
No, Paul Dano is playing Riddler in the new Batman.
Who
is
Paul Dano?
Paul Dano.
You ever see?
I know the name, but I don't know who he is.
He was in Swiss Army Man with Daniel Radcliffe.
You didn't watch that?
I think it was Paul Dano. He was in The Girl Next Door that came out about the porn star girl that lived next door.
Oh, yeah, this dude could totally be Riddler. Yeah, he definitely looks like a serial killer that uses puzzles to fucking fuck people up. Okay.
Yeah.
I really like the Riddler from the TV show from Gotham.
Yeah. Yeah, I enjoyed he did the really fuck well. Out of that Riddler.
Gotham is really well put together, and then it's also shit at the same time. It's really good and shit. And I haven't finished watching it yet, but I want to, even though I know it's going to be more shit, but it's shit I'm willing to like have dump on me because it's good. It's good.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember what season I stopped watching on. I think the last thing I saw was their Joker face off thing with him putting his face back on. That was cool. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. He did such a good job as the Joker too.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't even let him be the Joker officially, right?
Yeah.
And you know what I think that all comes down to? Jared Leto.
What's that?
From everything that's coming out right now about how he was trying to stomp down Joaquin Phoenix's Joker movie. And they're you know what, dude? We're not going to let you do that. Like, we got a good story here. We're going to run with this. You did some sort of weird, angsty... I don't even know how to explain Jared Leto's Joker. It sucked, right?
It was just weird. That's how you explain it.
I don't know.
It was just weird. Not in the good way.
Yeah. And I feel like even as bad as it was.
Anybody who tells you that the Jared Leto Joker is the best Joker of all the Jokers, that person is not your friend and does not have your best interests at heart. So,
truth.
I don't think I've ever heard someone say that.
I
ordered fucking Domino's the other day and... Because I hadn't had Domino's in 20 years. And I was like, well, you know what? I remember it being terrible. It's been 20 years. Maybe it's not terrible anymore. So I ordered this terrible Domino's. And when the guy came in, he saw I was wearing a fucking Joker shirt. And he was like, oh, man, have you seen the Joker movie? And I was like, of course I've seen it. And I was like, the movie's fucking amazing. And he was like, eh. And I was like, eh. And he was like, yeah, I mean, he was okay. I just feel like they didn't really explain how he became the Joker. And I was like, nigga, did... Did we watch different movies? And then he went on to talk about how he thought the Jared Leto Joker was the best Joker ever. Long story short, I didn't tip him and I spit in his face.
There you go. Hell yeah.
If you find somebody who says that Jared Leto was the best Joker, I'm willing to bet they also were patrons of Onision.
It's just like a breed of person that's like falls through the cracks of good taste. And you're like, how did you want to ping money to Onision and loving Jared Leto's Joker?
Oh, yeah. It's too bad that I think that Jared Leto cock-blocked Joker from Gotham because he was really trying to cut off other people's portrayals of Joker while he was running the Suicide Squad Joker. And it was like,
that makes sense.
There's a whole bunch of stuff that came out about him trying to cut off Joaquin Phoenix's movie as it was running, and they're like, "No, we got a really good team around this. We got, you know, I think wasn't Scorsese producing it for a while? I don't know if his was production it? Credit.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me because it definitely has like a very Scorsese flavor to it.
And I know Bradley Cooper was behind it because he worked with Todd Phillips on The Hangover, and Bradley Cooper's been getting all that great push from. His first directorial debut, the Born, what was it? The Star is Born?
Star is Born.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying Bradley Cooper was in a Born movie. The Born what? What is Bradley Cooper in?
No. Yeah. A Star is Born. That would be a good movie.
The Born
movie.
Day After?
That would be a good movie. A Star is Born with Jason Bourne, and he becomes a fucking, like, a bodyguard for a singer.
Oh, that I would have went and saw that movie in a heartbeat if fucking Bradley Cooper is like related to Jason. Like, remember when they had that fucking Bourne Identity movie that had fucking Hawkeye in it instead of Jason Bourne? Right?
I'm gonna redesign the Star is Born poster so it says A Star is Born, Bourne. So it looks like
A Star is Jason Bourne. There you go. And why? And look, when you make that, when you Photoshop that cover, Monty, go ahead and put meat on Lady Gaga's head just so you can have that on there. Also, super random, we just watched for our addition to our ultimate comic book movie list, we added like 5 non-Marvel DC films, and we ended up watching both of the Sin Cities, and fucking, I didn't realize, I didn't even remember this shit, Monty, I don't think you did either, that Lady Gaga is randomly in Sin City too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I did notice.
Dude, Bill Fridge is like, oh yeah, of course.
Well, she was also in the Robert Rodriguez Machete, right? Machete 2? Yep. Machete 2. Machete Kills, I think it was.
I never saw Machete 2. I fucked up on that one. I dropped the ball.
Yeah, no, she worked in with Robert Rodriguez very early on. So that's why she carried over to Sin City 2 as well. Machete Kills again in space. I wish that the second Machete movie would have done better.
Machete.
I went to see that in theaters excitedly.
I enjoyed the first one. I enjoyed it, but I don't remember it. So maybe I just think I remember. Maybe I just think I enjoyed it. No, have you ever had that happen? Like, you think you like something and then you go back and rewatch it later on and be like, why did I think this was good?
Oh yeah, Thundercats.
I had that experience with Thundercats too. Yeah. I loved that shit when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I had the same thing with Silverhawks. It was on Netflix, and I was like, hell yeah. And then I watched like 2 episodes, and I was like, oh, this shit is just trash. Now I'm afraid to go revisit the Bionic 6 because I don't want my childhood to be destroyed.
Yeah. That's me with zombie, not so much my childhood, but like Zombieland. I remember I used to love that fucking movie. And then I saw the trailer for Zombieland 2, and I'm like, wow, this is, like, really not funny. And then I'm thinking, like, is it because this isn't funny, or is it because my sense of humor has changed, and now if I watch Zombieland, I'm not going to like it anymore?
Oh, you got a good point. You know what? I think I bet Zombieland stands the test of time. I think you should do yourself a service and rewatch that shit, and then you'll be like, you know what? This shit is dope. I've been trying to get my girl to watch Zombieland, and it's just like, I just feel like within the first 5 minutes of it, she'll be sold. But
did you guys
been
not
able
like
to get
Zombieland
her to, get
too?
Her to, you know, just like anal. Can't get her into it right now.
Silverhawks was actually made by the same people that made Thundercats. Yeah. They had a lot of the same voice actors, too, and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
We should get through some of those Streamlabs really quick. Because we got to read them, otherwise
I thought Zombieland 2 was fun. I liked it.
I didn't watch it. I based my opinion off the trailer. So that whatever they had, like those kind of like those like, oh, this is happened. So that happened, like those kinds of jokes. I remember spotting those kinds of jokes in the trailer, and I'm like, oh, man, this is not funny. But I didn't see the actual movie yet.
Yeah.
All right.
I thought it was cute. I don't have a high fucking expectance for movies to be good. So I guess it had like
yes, you do.
I give movies leeway like crazy. I don't expect them to be that fucking good. And I'll be like, I enjoyed
it. Bill Fridge on our show said that Josie and the Pussycats was better than Wonder Woman. I'm just saying things
because Wonder Woman should have been a better movie, and Josie and the Pussycats should have been a worse movie. Josie and the Pussycats should not have been as good as it was. And Wonder Woman should have been better than it.
But it wasn't as good as it was. It was as bad as we expected it to be.
What, Josie and the Pussycats?
Yeah.
You're tripping. The subliminal message in Record Industry.
Just because you enjoy it doesn't mean it's good. People love heroin. It doesn't fucking mean it's good.
He likes Blockers with John Cena.
Blockers with John Cena is lovely. It's American Pie for a new generation. Saw it four times.
I'm going to side with Bill Fridge on this. I think Josie and the Pussycats was not a bad movie.
Yeah.
The only thing I know about that movie is that they 100% stole a song from that Japanese artist, Gackt. They have the one, you know, the song for Josie and the Pussycats. It's like, I'm a punk rock pop queen.
Yeah.
So Gackt has a song called Another World, and it's literally the same fucking song. I don't think they ever prosecuted that, but it's the same fucking song.
Interesting.
They might have bought the song? Because nobody saw Josie and the Pussycats.
That's possible.
Oh, do you think they might have just bought the song and had the Pussycats re-sing it for the movie, right? Because the soundtrack...
That is a thing that happens. Yeah,
it happens all the time, especially in the 90s.
Especially, I think he was on some label that's like international, like Sony or some shit like that. So I
guarantee you he got paid for that. That wouldn't just happen at that point in time, especially in a movie that's about the record industry. Like, I guarantee you that was all on the books. We'd have heard about that. Carson Daly was in that back when he was like CIA operative, teaching all the kids how to tie their shoes and listen to Eminem. But we have the test from Drunken Peasants.
Yeah, that was me sending it to myself.
And then I'm just going to read the ones that weren't 20 because we went over those all together. Dude 2.0 said, when are you going to have that Thought Cops on? I saw your tweet. I'm going to try and get their attention. Zenobia.
They're good.
Thank you, Wayne, for reminding me of Saki Sonobashi. Go for the punch. Can't remember where I found it, but stopped watching it before it got bloody, I guess. This is Cairo, by the way, Billy. Nice. Nice to see the new name. And then we have Fixed Souls, and this is a test donation. In the event of an actual donation, an inappropriate joke would follow. This is only a test. Thanks for not saying anything about Edward Nygma. Beta Death 564 said, Onion Boy is big mad.
I had no idea how much Edward sounds like N-word.
Yeah,
I had no idea.
Not like I'm just going through every N-word that I know. We got N-word Norton.
N-word scissor pans.
N-word
scissor pans. That's the one right there. That's where I first got it together. I was like, wait a second.
You could say the word the name Edward Nygma.
No,
totally wrong. Yeah, oh. Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah,
my blood pressure rose.
Yeah, my brain plays a trick on me for a second.
I'm like, Ben, don't say it.
It is. Like, look, I'm just saying, N-word nigga is hilarious. Matter of fact,
thank you for doing what we can.
Right.
Make that character, okay?
Oh, yeah.
N-word nigga. I think
Monty,
we
might
do
just sit down. I don't know how much money I got to pay you to make my new comic book I'm making. It's all about... I'm the superhero, and my only superpower is white privilege. So...
And your supervillain is N-word nigga?
I don't
so
know
you face off him and you can't say his name?
No. That's not the supervillain. It's not
like,
a race
say
riot.
My name.
I'm not making a race riot here. Shit. Never mind. I don't want to do this anymore.
All right. I'm going to write that comic and draw it now. Like, you're going to be the hero. And that's your villain. It's like, this only ends when you say my name, Billy.
That's the only way you can take his power. Like fucking Rumpelstiltskin. Oh, that's it. We're making that sound.
Well, my kryptonite would be white guilt,
right now, so Monty and I can start working on that comic right
my
now.
Power is white privilege, but my kryptonite is white guilt.
Yeah, there you go. I think it's a genius comic book. We don't have to make it about race wars. My whole crew will be like diverse. You know, we'll be able to sell this bitch to Disney in a couple years.
Yeah, you know it'll be saying? A super diverse crew, but he's going to target you. So yeah. That's like Billy the Fridge has to say my name.
Yes.
And I'll start to say, I'll be like, no, no.
Every issue, when you don't say his name, he'll just kill and kill again.
Yeah, and I'll let all these people die and get the worst possible crimes of violence committed against them because I won't say it.
You know what?
And then we'll have Ben Pye be there just like being like, so you just got to let all these people die, Billy, instead of just saying his name.
But they could die. I won't say it. Romy says, is it me, or doesn't the Onion look like the Joker before he loses his shit? Love you guys. That's definitely the character he was tapping into for that. Dragon of the West says, great to see Justin Wang, Hannibal, and Monty all on one episode. I'd love to maybe see Justin on the shit show, or a collaboration between Justin, Hannibal, and Billy, or both. Hannibal needs a sample, Levitate by Jinx.
Why y'all leave Ben out of this shit?
Ooh, I like it.
That was a whole lot of name dropping without referencing Ben.
What the fuck?
I'm going to go out and say it. Everybody watching at home, don't hold Ben accountable for all of his snitching and narking on my driving. It's just a bit we do. He really doesn't think I drive poorly. It's all just part of a joke. So please, don't hold Ben accountable for that.
He's going to actually call the cops on you and just say he's committed to the bit.
I know. Honest Red says, Ben Pye, you should do a shitty movie review of 2013 Dwayne Johnson action drama Snitch.
I've never seen it.
But he didn't spell it Ben Pye. He spelled it 6N9I, like 6-9, Snitch 9, you know, but Ben Pye with the 6-9 in it. So it was next level. I just couldn't really read it out as well as it was delivered. Behemoth. Nice. Said, can't watch live, so have some monies. That's very sweet of you to break in and give us the dollars when you're not even going to be able to watch live. And Stratos says, thanks for the great show, guys. Keep up the great work. I want to shout out my pals, Peyton M and P. Bram, the Omega. Also, my main man, Nick Guiar, a.k.a. Huey. Please read this, Billy. Of course. Rotfi Stender says, rap about Wang Gang, Billy. I'm not going to make Wang's fucking stock go down because I do a shitty fucking freestyle right now. I can't do that.
I'm making my own stock go down by not making my fucking Wang Gang merch.
Wang Gang. Seriously. Wang Gang.
People are going to be, by the time I actually get that shit done, people are going to be over it.
It's going to be 2021 and you're like, fuck it. It was a good year. Hypothesis says, remember when Machete had front row seat on Lucha Underground? Yeah. Yeah.
I hardly ever watched Lucha Underground, but it was good when I did watch it.
Mm-hmm. It was.
I love the backstage segments, the way they were shot and like a more cinematic type style.
A lot of those Lucha Underground guys would come up and work the 3-2-1 Battle Indie up here.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, Jeff Cobb was there like last time I was down there. He played another one of those.
Jeff Cobb is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I love when like big dudes like that, like they're like strong, but then they're also like just like agile as fuck too.
Yeah.
For some reason, Seattle has two pretty legit indie leagues, and Aubrey, the main ref in AEW,
Aubrey Edwards.
She's a local ref here. If you go to the indie shows, sometimes she might be working there.
She's been doing it quite a bit. I think she might have stepped back more recently because she's so busy
she's
with
touring.
AEW.
Yeah,
but she was doing it while she was still on TV, and she's really good at what she does. I think even Jim Cornette started praising her, and he was against her right off the bat.
Jim Cornette got fired recently.
Yeah, he said the Joker word.
Yeah. Yes, he did. The other night, I was on EFAP's podcast on their channel, and we were talking about the Captain Marvel movie, and then I mentioned how Shazam used to be called Captain Marvel. And then we got onto this crazy conversation. I did bring it up, though, because I think it's insane. Nobody talks about this either. I'm surprised it didn't come up when the Shazam movie came out. But back in the day, in the 40s, when when Shazam was called Captain Marvel, he had a sidekick named Steamboat. And Steamboat was a racist stereotype.
Steamboat was a racist stereotype character.
Yes.
Yeah. Do I need to see that?
I mean, you can look it up. It's. I mean, they
wait, Ben's completely gone.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh, Ben and Billy are both
and Billy. What's happening?
Oh no.
Can't hear
our gate.
There's Billy.
Our gate or our noise gate or something. Did it update? Did we get an update?
No. I turned
something happened.
I'll just turn it all the way off. Do you not hear us now?
That
do you hear
came
us?
Came in and then out for
it's kinda like it's in and out. It's weird.
It makes me feel good to see that it's not just us. Runs into this random shit like this.
Yeah, this
can,
time.
Can we just take a second to remark on everybody's the color palette of everybody's background? I'm noticing this right now. You know, Monty's, you know, red, you know, Justin's purple, well, or violet, I guess.
I got a whole bunch of shit going on here. I got a blue and pink and red.
There you go.
That shit's lit up nice. I like it.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yes. I got four different lights going on right now.
All
right.
So
there they are.
I took off the automatically adjust microphone settings on here, and maybe that'll do something.
All right.
Can you hear me okay now?
Yeah.
So
sounds better.
So yeah, Steamboat. I can't believe they didn't mention it when the Shazam movie came out that someone didn't bring it up. It was like, hey, you had this crazy character, like the racist past of Shazam.
I'm Googling it now. I want to see what he looks like.
But there's a ton of racism.
Yeah, I have a lot of different images in my head.
Look up Steamboat Captain Marvel.
That's what I'm looking up.
I'm expecting like a Ching Chong mustache.
No. It's a African American racial stereotype.
Oh, okay. Because I heard Steamboat, then I was thinking Ricky Steamboat. Oh my God!
I'm looking it up myself now.
Read some of his dialogue too, because there's like screenshots.
They made his whole lips like Homer Simpson's 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah.
Man.
Jesus Christ. Fawcett Comics.
Wow.
Wow.
Wait a minute. What does this say?
Oh,
this is the world's mightiest mistake.
Come on, Captain Marvel.
Like his nose goes over his lips. They're so big.
Right. Right. And read his dialogue. They it's ridiculous.
Yeah. It doesn't get better.
Yep. Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow, Captain Marvel, you always here already?
Yeah.
See, if I had known about this and I were doing like a Captain Marvel movie, I would put Steamboat in the movie, but make him the anti-stereotype. He'd be like, no, you think I'm going to run around and dance for you? No.
Right.
You play against it.
Yeah. I am enjoying this jar of mayonnaise.
Well, enough people complained about it to where they got rid of it.
Of course.
It was around for a few years, though. Yeah, I mean, that wouldn't have lasted. I'm surprised it was in the 40s, but I guess I shouldn't be that surprised. They were pretty
old. Wow.
The 40s were...
I shouldn't be surprised.
We still have Disney movies that came out in the 40s that are having to apologize now that Disney Plus came out for their Pinocchio and stuff had their depictions.
There was Song of the South that came out in the 60s.
Yeah, that was not... Yeah.
They didn't even put Song of the South on Disney Plus.
Nope. Nope.
What are we even paying for?
Yeah. I had a great exchange with a customer the other day about that, and he was telling me how he didn't think it was a big deal. He was like, I hate that these social justice warriors are ruining all these good movies. Like, he was upset that Disney even put a warning on the beginning of certain things. You know how, like, on Disney Plus, for those of y'all who don't know, on Disney Plus, if you haven't heard this already, on certain titles, before it plays, they'll be like, hey, look, we're going to show this movie as it was originally created, but bear in mind, when it was created, you know, it was a different company, it was a different time, you know, some of these depictions have not aged well, but we're going to still show you the movie as it was created, but just so you know, these are outdated stereotypes. Yeah. We don't, like, there's this whole thing Disney has before the movie plays, right? And I had this guy in my car the other day, and he fucking just lost his. It was we ended up having a very interesting exchange, and he was just like, "I hate how these social justice warriors are making people do this." Like he just felt like it wasn't a big deal, and I was like, "So you don't think that Disney should, you know, give people a heads up? Like, oh, by the way, like especially because there's like." All these younger viewers watching these movies, you don't think that maybe Disney should be like, you know, hey, stuff that we used to be okay with, we don't think it's okay anymore. You know, like racism.
Nah, goddammit. The only warning I want to give these SJW cucks is run. I still got my Second Amendment. Run, motherfucker.
He was trying to tell me that the crows and Dumbo weren't racist. They were just funny. He said, come on, they taught Dumbo how to fly. You know, they can't be racist. And I was like, you do know that one of the crows was named Jim, right? His name was Jim Crow. Jim Crow.
You think that might have just been an accident?
I didn't know that.
No, yeah. No, like the leader of the crows, his name is Jim Crow.
That's hilarious. Ridiculous.
Yeah. Like they leaned all the way into it.
Heckle and Jekyll were pretty raw as well. Like, were they? Those two crows. They were pretty questionable. Let's just say the 40s, 50s, 60s, they were not good years to be a cartoon crow.
No, probably not.
We really didn't get redemption until Drinky Crow came out in the aughts, right? On Cartoon Network.
All right.
I say Brandon Lee's crow, or Brandon Lee is the crow. That's
he wasn't
okay.
An actual cartoon crow is what I was talking about.
Oh, all right.
Cartoon actual representation. Cartoon crows. Yeah. I'm just saying.
All right. Yeah, so I don't know.
Geppetto for donating and saying Bill Nocchio is finally a real sweet boy. My wish came true.
Wow.
Thank you, Geppetto. And also, Rurari Henrati gave us a super chat and said, stop defending him, please. I get he's a friend, but he's trash. Abandon him, please, before he turns on you, too. I've abandoned Onision.
See,
Song of the South VHS tapes are going for over $100 on eBay.
Whoa, really?
Shit.
See, I've been buying them for my personal collection to go with all my racial propaganda stereotypical gollywog stuff that I collect. Gollywog. Have you gollywog. Seen people who collect this shit? I don't. I'm fucking obviously
that's
lying.
A thing.
But there's huge, like there's these, I remember I went to Ohio and my friend's mom was like, this is my racist fridge. And she had all these like terrible racist magnets on it. And she was so proud. And I was like.
Racist fridge?
Yeah. She had like all these 1920s like was watermelon, there? Like
wow.
Kids.
Was there food inside of it?
Well, I assume the fridge had regular food, but all the magnets were on the fridge, on display on the fridge, collected like the racist.
Wait, but did she have a not racist fridge, or is her only fridge the racist fridge?
You know, I didn't even think to look for. I think this was her second fridge. Yeah, this wasn't
apparently,
the kitchen fridge.
Apparently, there were two racist fridges in the house, though.
They had a kitchen fridge and they had a porch fridge. So,
oh no, I was talking about you. What? You were in their house, yeah. Right?
Oh, shots fired.
Yeah.
You going to take that, Billy?
I'm going to choose to
just
ignore
real quick, Billy, what was the Riddler's real name?
Edward Nigma. Edward Nigma. There you go. I had to say that so carefully.
I'll say it 10 times fast.
Oh, fuck no. Fuck no. If someone was like, say Edward Nigma 10 times fast for $100, I'd turn it down. I would turn it down. I know there's no way I'm getting through that.
Look, listen, I've had three different times in my life where I've laughed so hard I passed completely unconscious. That was almost one of those moments. That was almost one.
So, Gail Cord Schuller knows why Star Trek Discovery sucks. And it's because Lori McBride produces it.
Oh?
Yeah.
Shit.
Lori McBride is the secret producer behind Star Trek Discovery and keeps it going with money from her underground criminal operations. She needs to keep Star Trek alive because that is her claim to fame. Without her connections to Star Trek, she quickly falls into nothing territory, something this egotistical woman will absolutely never tolerate. To ensure her connections to Star Trek and the famous Brent Spiner appear legit, she needs to keep Star Trek alive and viable, even if she has to destroy great writing and productions in the process. She makes Star Trek Discovery preach to the viewers about the causes she sponsors that help seal her as the legit Dem leader.
So this is the reason why. This is why it turned out so bad. Yep.
I still haven't seen Discovery yet. I need to start watching it.
I love it. I'm a fan.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You didn't like it, Ben? What's wrong with Discovery?
First of all,
how much discovery have you watched first? Let's start there.
The first few episodes.
You gotta finish the first season first.
No.
You finish the first season and you still say it's trash, I'd be like, all right, let's, you know, I listen to what you got. But you got it, and I felt, because the first time when I started trying to watch it like a year ago, I watched like 2-3 episodes and I was like, nah, I'm good. And then I stopped, and then I restarted watching it a couple weeks ago, and I powered through it, and it was like, yeah, man.
You powered through it.
Yeah.
See, I find with shows, if you only watch the beginning few episodes, it's like watching the beginning of something. Like, you know where it's going.
So now we've started a whole new conversation. You have now become the crazy people segment.
Oh.
And... Tell me what is this? Tell me what this is called. What
is that,
this?
A California raisin?
What is this thing?
That is their interpretation of a Klingon. I hated it too, man.
No,
wait, this
is a Klingon?
Yes. This is what a Klingon is in Star Trek Discovery. I'm done.
Yeah. I don't even watch Star Trek like that. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
I know. Right. I know. It's off-putting. It is off-putting. I rest my case.
I feel like Ben's one of those people that complained about Zendaya being cast as Mary Jane.
Who's Zendaya?
I love Ben's answer to that. Who's Zendaya? You're right.
She was Mary Jane in Far.
Wasn't that dude that almost won American Idol, but but he sucked?
No, Sanjaya didn't even get the top five.
That's who that was.
Sanjaya didn't get. And Sanjaya went to my high school.
I would watch Sanjaya as Mary Jane.
Me too.
Oh, God. I'm just thinking about that kiss. The spider web kiss.
Oh.
Sanjaya.
Hell yeah.
Oh, no.
Somebody in the chat said this Klingon looks like an orc. And it does look like an orc. And
I do want to point out something.
And all of a sudden, Spock has a sister that we've never heard of before.
What?
Hell yeah, she hot.
Oh, wait. I do want to point out something. Between the original Star Trek and Next Generation, Klingons took a really fucking drastic change because they looked just like Vulcans and Romulans.
They didn't totally change. Like, I mean...
They didn't... The fucking forehead on Worf, they didn't have that in the original series.
Well, I mean... Yeah, but they went back and did Star Trek Enterprise and... You know, it had to do with the prosthetics.
Yeah, but no, you can't compare. You can't use the retcon to defend it, Ben. Come on,
Hold on, though. You can't use 1960s, you know, makeup and special effects.
Why not?
I mean, this. Why not? They look similar. Better. Hold on, though. They look similar enough then, but here, this is just totally different. This is trash.
And it wasn't totally different before, though. That's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying, totally different.
Stick with the first season, all right? Trust me, it's worth it, all right? It is worth it. That's all I'm gonna say. It's worth it. Because I didn't want to like it either, and I abandoned ship on it when I first started watching it, and then I doubled back to it, and I was like, all right, let me let me see if I can power through this. And then after a couple episodes, I was like, okay, okay. And then something happens, and I'm like, oh, shit, this shit just got awesome.
See, yeah, this all makes me
Did they change the Batleth to, like, nunchucks now or something, too, while they're at it?
So I mean, you have watched past the first episode. See, there you go.
Did they really?
No, they didn't do that. I'm just fucking with you.
And I haven't seen this. I shouldn't be defending it. I don't know if I'm going to like it. Yeah. I'm forgiving with this because there's been drastic change in Star Trek. It happens.
So I don't care maybe about it's Star Trek.
Yeah. I want to get drunk and argue this with Ben one day. So yeah. Not here.
Look, I've gone on record saying that I think Star Trek Discovery has the best first season of Star Trek than any other Star Trek series.
Damn!
Even yes. Better than okay. The Orville?
The Orville is not Star Trek.
The Orville is more Star Trek than Discovery.
The Orville.
You haven't watched enough of it to have an opinion.
What do you mean? I watch a lot of Orville though.
How much does someone have to watch it to have an opinion?
This is what I'm asking. this is all I'm asking. Finish the first season and then let's talk about it, right? If you still hate it, I'll be like, all right, well, at least you tried, and I'll listen.
You have to remember that Hannibal and Monty, like, would you listen to like 30 hours worth of ICP music for one show? Oh,
Yeah.
All
you
of
guys
their
are
albums.
Fucking
I've
loco.
Everything ICP.
That's yeah, ridiculous.
I'd rather zap my balls like 20 more times.
Yeah, just give me an electrical shock to my testicles.
Right.
No, fuck that.
I don't hours. Have that much expendable time.
I just do it while setting up shows. It all works out.
If I listen to 30 hours of ICP and in return I was given like $100,000, I might do it. It's not a bad deal.
Yeah, it's not. It's like they're not good rappers. Like Violent J and Shaggy 2 Dope are not good rappers.
What they, is like, it?
It infuriates me how bad they are. And that they have a huge audience of people that are like, oh, yeah, I'm going to listen to this shit.
That's,
you know, there was, I remember they did like an Ask Me Anything on the wrestling subreddit one time. And people were like asking them about like their marketing and whatnot. And then like one of them responded something like, why do people always like talk about what good marketers we are? And it's like, because you're so fucking huge, despite your music being what it is, that you're very obviously amazing marketers.
Truth. What did they answer so that I
Juggalos would choose a Juggalo jersey? They did answer. They'd choose a Juggalo buying the new Juggalo merchandise over buying their kids like healthy meals. That's how dedicated Juggalo fans are to ICP.
That's like child abuse.
They're probably going to repeat it like fucking Twinkies or some shit anyway.
Yeah, they're like, have your generic Malto meal cereal with Faygo. We're out of milk. We're out of milk. Just pour some Red Pop into your Malto meal knockoff magic mushroom squares or whatever. I don't know what Malto meal is.
Magic mushroom squares.
I don't know what the fuck they Malto meal brands are. I'm top-notch big box fridge. I don't have this generic brand cereal.
Yeah, we listened to like 13, like for our, I think it was our April Torch episode. So anybody who's never seen Hannibal and Monty Shit Show, every month Monty and I do like one episode where we torch ourselves for the entertainment of our fans. Last December, we watched all of the Transformer Michael Bay movies. We did one where we listened to all of the Nickelback studio albums to figure out whether or not Nickelback was a shitty band. Next month, we're watching shitty Christmas movies. We did one in February where we watched all 23 Tyler Perry films.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
We did that.
Oh, yeah. After watching that, there is no God. Believe
that. Did you hear how Tyler Perry saved those people in Mexico?
No, and I don't believe it.
There was this American couple on a cruise in Mexico, and the guy went into diabetic shock, and he had to go to the hospital. And he had to be there for several days, and they hit him with like a $15,000 to $20,000 bill, and wouldn't physically like restrain them from leaving the hospital unless they could pay for it, and they couldn't pay for it. So Tyler Perry heard about it
and paid all the money to get him out of there.
Sweet boy.
Damn. All right, Tyler Perry.
Yeah, I've heard that Tyler Perry's a sweet boy.
So. And Tyler Perry was in a Star Trek movie.
Yeah. He was in the first
one. And
that's
one of
two?
The things about him that pisses me off. And I did a whole What's Eating Hannibal about Tyler Perry, so I'm not going to get too far into it. But, like, Tyler Perry was in the first J.J. Abrams Star Trek movie. He was in Gone Girl. He was in Alex Cross, which isn't great, but I bring those movies up for a point. He knows what a good movie is supposed to be. So he just chooses to make crap.
He's
and
Kanye
he just
now.
Pushes shit out like,
he's
like
Kanye
film
now.
After film after film.
He's doing what Kanye's doing now, where Kanye's going to the religious base to get his numbers up and his sales up. Tyler Perry just came in to start his career there. And what Tyler Perry does is he makes like Kevin Smith movies for Christians.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just unfunny Kevin Smith movies.
Well,
for Christians.
They're going to be unfunny. Yeah. Kevin Smith movies are unfunny fucking, to somebody who like, isn't like a fucking neckbeard stoner asshole, right? Like, there's a certain type of person that loves Kevin Smith
lost
movies.
Oh, we lost you again, yeah.
Fuck!
Yeah.
Fuck! Am I back?
There we go. We heard you say fuck twice.
Yeah, okay.
But even the fuck came in and out.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've never had this problem before. Yeah,
I blame Onision.
Yeah, probably.
He's responsible for this.
Clearly Onision, whoever that is.
Yeah.
Oh, Onision causing problems. Like, yeah, really, really, dude? Fucking,
yeah,
we lost. Now you're gone completely.
We weren't even talking.
Yeah, we were actually just quiet.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I was just chewing.
I saw Ben's
dick.
Mouth moving and nothing coming out.
Oh, shit. You know, Onision kind of sounds like an Irish name. If it's like Onision.
Onision.
Like a little leprechaun named Onision.
Riley Onision. I can't think of an Irish name. Patty Onision.
Patty Onision.
Patrick.
Patrick Onision.
Well, yeah, it seems like they can hear everything just fine coming out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe
it's just
Skype.
Us. It's on the Skype
call.
Yeah. Also, there's 600 plus people watching the show, and there's only like 200 likes. Let's go ahead and make that like ratio match that view rate. Like, let's get a bunch of. Go ahead and click the like button so more people can be watching this awesome show with fucking Ben Pye, Young Bill Fridge, Justin Hannibal, fucking. Oh, God. What is this thing?
Did Monty not get a name drop?
Edward Elysian
drones it.
No, I saw the headline. But continue. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I got distracted by the headline while I was trying to do promo just now. I didn't even get to talk about the awesomeness of Mountain Dew and Game Fuel right before I saw this foolishness. I didn't get a chance.
There we go.
So,
see?
A few episodes ago, we showed some weird headlines and people liked it, so I got a bunch more.
All right.
New Orleans man drowns at party for lifeguards.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, like, we can read
they're
it.
They're off duty, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, dude, you're at a party for lifeguards. You should know etiquette, poolside etiquette. Like, this is on you, dude. How'd you get in? Did you party crash? Did you party splash?
What about this one?
Zombie-eyed woman dressed as pig in swimsuit busted for DUI.
Wow.
What's a zombie-eyed woman? Is that someone who's got the contacts in? You know those contacts
apparently,
that goes to wear?
It says
I was like thinking like she had like that fucking dead like nothing going on in her brain kind of look that some people have.
It's,
but apparently
it says she was
wearing literally
contacts.
Zombie contact
lenses.
Yeah,
it was the zombie contact lenses. Dressed as a pig in a nude color bathing suit. Okay, I don't have a picture, but I'm pretty comfortable saying that I'd smash. This is a little zombie eyed pig suit.
Just
well,
that's
the idea.
Not a deal breaker. Not a deal breaker.
Yeah, not a deal breaker. Nope. Red Scare just chimed in and said, LOL, black man can't swim. Nobody said anything
somebody
about the guy being
that.
Black.
Somebody
was
clip that.
Yeah, who said it was black?
Yeah, no, I'm reading it to tell Red Scare. Nobody said the guy was black that died at the party, dude. Unless they did, and I missed it. Now I feel
no,
like...
No, I don't think so. I don't think they said.
Okay. I don't want this to be a question of literacy.
Here's the next one.
Your health. Body odor can be controlled by bathing.
Oh, shit.
That's propaganda.
Someone needs to send this article to Jared.
There was a girl that went to my school, and she was a really nice girl, but she always had a very bad smell, and it was like a medical issue. I felt so bad for her because her name was Zippy. And
how was that her real name?
This is short for Zipporah. And I felt super bad for her because I was like, man, on top of everything, you got a medical condition that makes you stink, but
did
also
she
your
have
name
like
is Zippy.
Bowel control issues or something?
I don't
something?
Think it was that. I think it was a glandular sweat issue.
She's just pooping all day.
She's a really sweet girl, really nice girl.
I went to
kids
school.
Were kids, man.
I went to elementary school with a kid who couldn't control his bowels.
Little shit boy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit boy. Shit boy's at it again.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. I think I went to high school with him, too. So he had it even into his teens. He had poo-poo problems.
I used to wear like
Johnny
sweatpants
poo-poo
and no underwears. And I would have like holes in my sweatpants so my balls would peek through my sweatpants when I was like in elementary school because I was a dumbass fat kid. And I wouldn't know that I was free balling at school with basically open eye viewpoints to see into my crotch. It was fucked up.
How about this?
Thursday
is canceled. Well, what did Thursday do? This Me Too movement is getting out of hand.
Yeah, like Thursday. What did Thursday say? Tell me what Thursday said.
On April 1st, 2008,
Thursday was on a conference call with the other days of the week and dropped the N-bomb, and then that was it.
Oh.
Oh, and here's another one.
Pig dies as houses are blown down.
Yes! it's the real-life Three Little Pigs.
Hell yeah. Not by the hair of my chinny-chin-chin. In China's Jiangxi province.
Can Justin tell Dusty the Cockatiel that he has a beautiful wang?
Dusty the Cockatiel, you have a beautiful wang.
I like it. Justin, I love that you just leaned right into it. Like,
Hangover
no pause,
star?
No hesitation. You know what I'm saying? Monty would have gave Dusty the Cockatoo the bedroom eyes and like pulled out that fucking sexy Billy Dee Williams, drink a 40s voice.
Gotta seduce the fucking cockatiel.
Right below this headline, it says Hangover star to play Elephant Man. Bradley Cooper is about to play the Elephant Man.
Yeah, I heard about that, actually.
I didn't hear that.
He was getting interviewed on Howard Stern about it, and he did his Elephant Man voice while he was on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know how many people call me Elephant Man just because of how I look? Enough.
Yeah, you do not look like the Elephant Man.
They say that, though. It's
did
mean.
You know? Did you know that Mel Brooks was one of the main producers of the Elephant Man movie?
Really?
Yeah.
It had Cher and Sam Elliott in it. That's a good cast. I like Sam Elliott a lot.
The movie's super creepy. The way it's I like it.
Sam Elliott was in Bradley Cooper's.
Elephant Man. Are we thinking Elephant Man or Mask?
We're talking. Well, the Elephant Man was in the movie Mask, right? Not Jim Carrey's The Mask.
I'm talking about the Elephant Man movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was called Mask, right?
No, it was called The Elephant Man.
Wasn't The Mask
about
The
Elephant
Man?
There was a movie called Elephant Man.
No, The Elephant Man lived in, like, the 1800s.
Huh. Yeah, but The Mask was like a remake.
What are you talking about?
The movie Mask with a...
I've heard the movie Mask, but that's not the movie I'm talking about.
But if you look at that character in that movie, you might say that I look like him.
Okay, that's not who I'm talking about at all. I'm talking about the Elephant Man film. See?
Yeah. Wasn't Anthony Hopkins in this?
Yep.
Yeah, directed by David Lynch.
Shit.
Mel Brooks is uncredited as the producer.
Okay, so I was completely connected to the wrong movie.
Right, a way worse movie than this movie.
Oh my god!
You're like, it's got Cher in it. I was like, man, I don't remember Cher being in this.
Yeah, The Mask or Mask.
It's
as soon
Mask.
As he said it, I was like, no, you talk about that because I used to think that dude was the Elephant Man too. And it was like, no,
John
that's a
Hurt?
Whole different movie. And calling that dude Elephant Man
the real
is like
Elephant
really
Man
hurtful to him.
Lived in the 1800s, and he was horribly, horribly disformed, way worse than Mask. I think they still have his skeleton and everything too. He
was
lived in
calcified?
England. He was like a freak, like he worked on the freak show. He was like a spectacle, and that was how he made his money.
Yeah, it was back before they had Chipotle, where you could just work scooping beans.
Chipotle is trash.
It's Chipotle.
Baja Fresh way better.
Laid off workers were called to fill diapers. What?
All right. Damn. You got to do what you got to do.
Laid off workers recalled to fill diapers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bridges help people cross rivers.
Oh, shit.
Death Stranding.
So much knowledge today.
Storm power outage kills local trees, ice cream, fish.
What ice cream? R.I.P. ice cream.
Yeah, for real. Party at the post-apocalyptic world where all the ice cream melts because of power outage, and the only ones that survive are the ice cream Joe trucks that have their own onboard power, and they become ice cream becomes the supreme currency because everybody wants a fucking rocket pop. Write that movie right now. Write that movie right now.
Like, it sounds like a Sci-Fi Channel original. I like
yes.
it.
Yes. Ice cream.
Oh, Red Box original. Like down towards the bottom.
Damn it. Party attendees become ill at health department gathering. That's worse than the fucking lifeguard gathering. Did the guy die in there?
Right.
Deaf people focus of fraud. I tried to warn people and save some of them from investing, but some didn't listen.
That quote is great. They didn't listen.
Some didn't listen.
Yeah. I don't know why they wouldn't listen.
Ridge. A woman called police when she found an upside-down turtle on her front lawn at 11 a.m. June 1st. The officer told her to turn the turtle right side up. She did, but called back to report that the turtle had no arms, legs, or a head. The officer told her not to worry, and the turtle fled in an unknown direction before police arrived.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
Weird.
Hey, new patron, $10 patron.
Yeah. Patrick. You're going to get to see us review this interview that happened with Jared.
And stop by tomorrow and catch the private show, Actual Mania. Actual Mania. Drive-by Easter egg hunt. How's that work?
I don't know. Oh, I don't get it. How do you do that?
City almost bans the saxophone. Fuck you, Utah.
Fuck Kenny G.
Wait, no, it's Salem.
That means they thought about it. You know what I'm saying? They weighed the pros and cons. Somebody brought it in front of a board. You know, they had meetings. They voted. Somebody took minutes.
Music may soothe a savage breast.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it might soothe a savage breast.
Yeah. Tom Dalton.
How do you know it doesn't, Justin? How do you know it doesn't?
I gotta next time I see some like real like crazy scary tits, play some Kenny G or whoever the fuck.
Yeah. See if it works. See if it soothes that savage breast.
What distinguishes a savage breast from a regular breast though?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like what is angry titties versus happy titties?
So. I think happy titties. You know they don't need the bra, but they still use it.
All right.
Savage titties are just like held together by duct tape and racism.
Monty, write that down for the comic book villain that's going against young Bill Fridge. That'll be like his sidekick.
Savage breasts.
Yeah, it'll be N-word nigga and his girlfriend who has savage breasts.
All right.
I like it.
Mayor Paris to homeless. Go home.
There you
go home. Look, homeless. Go home.
Oh, just that simple, that easy.
Mayor, go do homelessness at your house.
Mayor Paris to public masturbators, go fuck yourselves.
Yes. Yes.
He says it to them and they just kind of like walk outside.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Damn. All right. It's hardcore. Wait, what else is there? No, that's not that article. All right.
Everybody's talking about my savage breasts in the pleb chat.
Yours?
Inappropriate. And I want to shout everybody who gave us a little love tonight. We're almost at halfway to our goal.
Yeah.
Day one, much love and appreciation.
Look at that.
If you get a $4 donation, you guys would be halfway there. Somebody give them $4. So that
$4.01. That's we got to have that 1 cent. 401. Yeah. Don't go around giving us $4 and we're a penny off. That's like,
yeah,
it's like giving us a hug and telling us you're our real father.
Hey, if there's a shithead in the chat and you give that 401, I'll give you 50 plunger points on the shit show. There
I'll
you go.
Give you 100 plunger points on the shit
See?
Show.
See? There you go.
And
there
I'll
you
give
go.
You an Get excuse why my driving is immaculate.
See? See what you get? Look at
yeah.
that.
That's deals.
Look, I didn't say this earlier, but like there's like a Walking Dead version of like Pokemon Go that you know I have on my phone, and sometimes before I go pick customers up out on my way to them, I'll play the game while I'm driving to go pick them up.
Dude, don't admit like, that.
Oh yeah, I mean I'm just joking. Is what I'm saying, because it's a comedy show, so I'm joking clearly, right? But yeah, I'll play the game that way, right? And I'll just be doing that as I'm on my way to get customers. I'm joking, probably, but that's what I do. But I'm joking.
Yeah, I started to pick up, like, I started to play Uber, or no, Postmates instead of Pokemon Go. Because with Postmates, it's like playing Pokemon. Because
you get paid.
You drive around when you do it, like Pokemon, except instead of Pokemon, you deliver people food and get money.
But you don't have to stare at your screen while you do it.
Well, yeah, but it's like better Pokemon.
But that whole time you're answering text messages and stuff like that too.
No, not when I'm driving Postmates. I'm all about that.
There we go.
Safe. Thank you.
50%
MTY Mighty Five. I'm just calling you Mighty Five. I want to feel special, so here goes 401. Yes, got us to the
there you go
the sweet homeland. And Mighty Five also says, what's wrong with Jim Carrey the mask movie? Not the best, but it had good moments. There's nothing wrong with it, right?
Yeah, I like that movie. Yeah, that movie's great.
Cameron Diaz coming through in a breakout role, nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Stanley Ipkiss going from zero to hero.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with
Billy,
that.
You weren't on the episode when we talked about the mask.
No, he wasn't on that one.
All right.
Red Scare,
it was smoking.
Red Scare came back in and said his name was Jerome. He black.
He black.
I've never met a white Jerome.
I
have.
The episode of Gotham we're talking about where they had the Joker character in Gotham, his name was Jerome and he was a white guy.
Yeah, I think Jerome might
and
be.
And that
an
always
Irish
like stood out to me as being weird that he was a white guy named Jerome.
Hey, was J.D. Salinger a white guy? He sure wrote books like white guys. His name was Jerome.
I picked up a white Leroy the other day and it fucked me up. I was not prepared for that shit at all. He before he got in the car, I'd already had the rap playlist playing. I was like, I wonder if he likes old school rap or if he likes new rap. I said, his name is Leroy.
Looks like Jerome is a Greek, like it's a Greek origin name. And there actually is a Saint Jerome who was, I believe, Greek.
Look at that. So, oh, look at the black Greeks. All right, that's what's up. Look at those guys.
Get them to the Greek.
Hell yeah. Put some hot sauce on that lamb.
There you go.
So, we are about to end this show.
I want to thank Hannibal Monty coming on again, and fucking Justin, thank you for hanging out with
us. Did you just thank them for coming on and fucking Justin?
Yeah.
That's
come on again. And Justin, thank you for coming and hanging with us. I love it when you're on. We get Hannibal and Monty on so much right now. It feels like they're one of us, right?
Yeah.
Feels like Hannibal and Monty are one of the peasants, basically. But I wanted to especially thank Justin.
Real quick, my favorite part of the Jesse Lee Peterson episode, which if you guys haven't seen, you need to go back and watch that shit right now. It's fucking amazing. Start from the beginning so you can see the intro me and Monty made. But anyway, shameless plug.
That's good.
In the beginning of the episode, because Jesse Lee Peterson couldn't see us, Ben was explaining to him that two of the people were white and two of the people were black. And Jesse Lee Peterson was shocked. He was like, really? Like, he was just, like, go back. It's, like, right in the beginning of the episode, right after the intro plays. Jesse is blown away by that notion.
But
he
I
was
also
like,
think,
so two of y'all is white, two of y'all is black.
I also don't know. I also don't know how much of those reactions are just him going to his go-to, like, Pokemon words.
Yeah.
You know, because he's got the amazing, amazing, beta. They're like his Pikachu, Pikachu. Snorlax, yeah. Snorlax, true. Snorlax. True. It's just
Pokemon
his
words.
Yeah, his Pokemon words. Yeah.
Yeah. How come that Team Rocket Cat can say whole fucking sentences, but everybody else can only say their name?
There's an episode about that.
Yeah, the Meowth was like really modified, right?
Like he was trying to impress another cat or some shit like that, or like the cat didn't like him because he could speak English or something. It was something to do with him trying to seduce another Pokemon.
Okay. I didn't know.
That's kinky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It didn't work out though.
See, I learned English so I could fuck.
And then he didn't fuck. Imagine. Right.
But what I'm saying is, thank you, Justin, for coming on the show again. I love having you on, bullshitting with you on the show and in real life. I don't know when you're going to be doing something fun next if I see a VidCon or whatever, but we got to fucking rage again. We got to rage again. I miss you.
I'll be in L.A. like in January, but no, it's still like far from you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in Seattle. I'm
Seattle.
But I might fly down to L.A. just to like give you hugs. I miss you. Or, and I got also fly.
Okay. So I'm going to do that. Are you doing VidCon UK? Because I might wind up doing that.
When is that?
Billy doesn't have a passport. I've been telling him for years now to get a passport.
Shit. I'll get a passport. I'll get one.
Yeah, I think it's February. I got to double check and all that.
Okay. You're not going. That's probably too soon, yeah.
How you should take my advice?
But I'd have to go to UK for like a week, and I don't know if I can make that happen. Maybe. Fuck it.
Get
you know
a
what?
Passport.
You know what?
The shit is easy. I got one. Like, I don't like doing shit. I got a passport.
We'll aim for it. I'm putting it in my theater of the mind now, so it's just gonna happen.
Theater of the mind.
My theater of the mind. Yeah, it's playing on rotation.
Yeah.
My theater of the mind. Everybody, go follow Justin Wang and follow Hannibal and Monty on the Shit Show. It's quality content.
We're almost at 2,000 subscribers. So if you take what Justin Wang has and you take what the Drunken Peasants have and you divide that by like a million, that's how many subscribers we have. Yeah. So you know, come get, like, we just need like 300 people to subscribe so we can have 2,000 by the end of the year. And I feel like me and Monty accomplished something real. Yeah. Like we started our show a year ago and we're on Drunken Peasants hanging out with fucking Justin Wang. Yeah. Fucking awesome.
Yeah. Badass.
If you subscribe to our show, Monty and I will be your black friends. So when anytime somebody tells faces, like, you can always reference Hannibal and Monty. Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
That's too much power you're giving some of these people for a fucking like or follow. That should be a $50 Patreon.
Yeah, like they've
minimum.
Been like they've been actively searching for this. What you're about
saying,
to give them.
We're saying they can say it. We're not saying we're necessarily going to agree all the time.
Oh.
But you can say it.
You should have a patron perk for that still, though, just for them to say it. That's worth $50. Don't you know how guilt works?
Well, first, look, one fight at a time, Bill Fridge, all right? Like, look, you already got the fans. We trying to get to them, all right? You got to give us one, you know what I'm saying? Let us get there first, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's fair.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
you trying to get me to get the designer controller. I ain't got the Xbox yet, my nigga. Chill out. Just
true.
Let me cook real fast.
I'm a little embarrassed. Sorry, I'm sorry I did that.
It's all good. You're sweet boy.
I try. Thank you guys again for doing the episode. I just want to say I am very appreciative, even though some people here tonight may have been rude to me, but I won't name any names. Thank you, Ben, for all you do, too. You're a sweet boy, Ben. I love you,
why are you calling people boys around here?
I always do. Look, if I can't call people sweet boys, then we got a problem.
All right, good night, everybody.
Oh, shit.
1 there was nothing, and then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at. Get ready, cause they're gonna kick your... Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants.
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.